Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
But you can kind of imagine, right? I mean, you read Civil War, Cap 3's title is Civil War.
Uh-huh.
Cap's probably going to die. And then, because he dies at the end of the comic. And then at Thor Ragnarok, Thor's probably going to die because it's Ragnarok. Uh-huh. And then, I think those are the major characters that bite it. And so.
And the only way Marvel fixed that was to have Wolverine and Spider-Man join the Avengers.
Yeah, so as a result, the rest of the spoiler. Oh, thank you. The rest of the spoiler is. That then they form a new band of Avengers led by Doctor Strange or some shit like that. This is all speculation, of course, right?
Is it, and though? Then, because, like, we're just saying off air. Like, the contracts are expiring.
Yes. And so, but the really cool thing is, here's what I think is really cool. So they kill off the characters that have their own movies, right? The older ones that have had movies for a while. They kill them off. Like, Tony either goes into hiding or whatever. And then in Infinity War Part 1... Like, all the new characters, right, like the Guardians and Black Panther and Doctor Strange and all those people do Infinity, like, are major characters in
Infinity War. No, damn it.
Let me finish.
Let
me
finish.
Would you fucking let me finish?
No.
Infinity War Part 1 has all those characters starting, and then by Infinity War Part 2, they actually bring back all the older heroes back into the story. So I think that's a cool kind of... blending, like they save all those contracts, like wait, we're gonna kill you in the next movie, but you got one more movie after that, and you hold on to that for a minute, and then
Chris Evans, you can't retire. I need you in 2021.
Yeah, exactly. And then in 2019, or where the fuck that part two is, all of them come back.
Okay,
to finish the story.
That's terrible. Like a
thing. I don't know. I kind of don't.
It
mind
would
that.
Be great as
right,
long
give
as
him
you.
3 minutes for his rebuttal. Okay.
I would agree. It would be awesome. In any world except for one where as soon as you have a flop, it's going to kill everything.
But it won't.
Well, unless nobody wants to go see an Avengers movie with no Avengers in it for part one.
Who said that? They're all going to be considered Avengers.
It doesn't, dude, the film will have Benedict Cumberbatch in it. You can,
yeah.
It's going to be good. It's money.
If you hear Benedict Cumberbatch say, Avengers Assemble, you're in.
I
you're
got this
in.
Bump, just him
see,
doing
you
it.
See?
Yes.
The batch.
Yes, well, I'm going to go, but I'm talking about my mother and other
no,
people
no.
that...
Girls love that guy. In a way that makes no sense to, like,
yeah.
any kind of scientific analysis. Like, he's a legitimate heartthrob.
And we'll have Captain Marvel by then.
Yeah.
And we'll have the Inhumans by then. And who else will we have? We'll probably have something else in there that I'm missing.
We'll have Black Panther. We'll
Black
have Falcon
Panther.
Cap.
We'll have
B,
Falcon
B,
Cap.
B. Oh, you're listening to a bunch of B-list Avengers.
You know who else is a B-list Avenger?
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
He used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he ain't. So maybe they'll...
Guardians of the motherfucking galaxy.
Yes.
We
lest,
can't
lest
that
we
car
forget
too many
Star-Lord. The Star-Lord. Oh, yeah. And if you were here for the original spoiler that started this whole thing.
Eve is not
the rumor man. Is that Sony has actually signed a contract with Marvel and Spider-Man will be in Infinity War Part 1. It's all rumor.
I was about to say, the same rumor was that they... Well, it wasn't rumor. That actually leaked
Sony
from
hack.
The Sony hack.
Yeah.
That they were trying to get him into the Avengers.
Yeah. So the spoiler post from Latino Review that I read said that they couldn't...
Now, again, yeah, you're right.
Can I say, metatextually, I like that you cite sources. It's not sources say bullshit with you.
Yeah, I mean, why? You go for the same fucking article if you want. That's why I say it. Because, like... Don't rely on me. I'm a consumer like anybody else. But.
Just pointing out you're a better journalist than most people that turn themselves into journalists. I was listening to a Cowboys post game. This is only slightly a non sequitur.
What station?
I don't even remember. It was a post game.
Now, thank you.
After exactly right.
That's where I don't know where the hell I heard it.
It was a blow.
I have children. I can't remember.
You guys
detail.
Are just like, you know, no, but, like the Cowboys don't exist
this
anymore.
This guy kept using the word retribution. incorrectly. I was like, the word is redemption, you stumble cunt.
Oh, holy shit. That's very different.
Redemption or retribution? DeMarcus Lawrence got retribution. No, he didn't.
He killed his mother's killer.
That's right. I'm sitting here punching my steering wheel. Like, God, you get paid money to be this bad. It was killing me.
Holy shit.
All right, anyway.
Now we have to do that in the podcast. We have to flip redemption and retribution somewhere.
I love everything you're saying. My fear is, like, if Guardians had flopped.
Oh, this would all have just... All right,
so let's go. Let's keep going, though. Since Guardians didn't flop, if another one flops.
Depends on which one it is. If it's a standalone character, let's say Captain Marvel.
If any of them.
Let's just say Captain Marvel.
Does it really depend whichever one?
I think it does, because like if Captain Marvel flops, it's the one I hope the most that doesn't flop.
No. While you were kind of going through the list, I was like, I bet Vegas has odds on this.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
I'm gonna look it up. You keep talking.
And the closer it gets, they'll have odds on like over under on the box office, right? I mean, they do for everything else. But if Captain Marvel flops, she's a standalone character. You can delete her, and you still have plenty of other characters to mess with.
But you're talking about story Hollywood. So, they're like the most... yes! Fickle is the perfect word I was looking for. I was looking for one that's kind of like a scared lemur
when
that
Phantom,
just disappeared.
When Phantom Menace was a piece of shit, did you go see Attack of the Clones?
That don't even... That ain't even close. Not even close.
He didn't just go see it. He came out for that motherfucker.
First of all, Lucas had enough money to pay for the next one. He wasn't relying on anybody.
So does Disney.
They have all the money.
Also, mind you, how many films have we gone through now? 8? Marvel films,
yeah.
Plus Agent Carter, plus Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., plus Daredevil will have aired by then, plus Jessica Jones, plus Luke Cage.
So you don't think they'll go, the superhero fad has passed?
No, I think all of these movies will come out before anybody makes a determination on the fad.
I guess I'll come in somewhere between that, because I think that's going to happen. And
it will.
I'm afraid DC's going to screw it up.
The victims will be Warner's.
Uh-huh.
Because they're just going to put out substandard product.
I'm afraid Warner's going to make a bad product and it's going to be so bad no one will go see the other good movie.
I'm not so sure that's the case. You put the Marvel logo in front of somebody, that starts to mean something different. I think Marvel's becoming a brand.
Well, I don't know.
I think the Marvel
I don't know that we're there yet.
That red Marvel and that red and white box is starting to turn into that green Lucasfilm, I think. In terms of cash. Or Steven Spielberg Presents.
I think it is.
I don't know. Look at Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's gotten much better. Season 2 was much better.
Yeah, but their viewing is a lot lower.
Well, that's what you get for having a subpar season 1.
Right.
But that doesn't mean people aren't going to go see the movies. Like
They're still slinging it out, destroyed
the box
office.
Yeah. And by the way, Agent Carter is phenomenal.
What are their numbers?
I saw a minute of it.
I don't know.
That's a great minute.
First of all, let's not debate. I agree that every Marvel thing that's come out has been spectacular, and it's made for me.
Yeah.
My fear is just that Fickle Mistress Lemur is going to dart at a given moment.
Episode title.
Oh, yeah. Still what?
I don't even.
What's everybody Googling? All right, now for your Keyshawn Minute. Hot tamales are awesome.
Don't do that.
Everybody's Googling.
I'm still looking for the Vegas odds. The one I would if regardless of the odds, what I would bet on is Black Panther.
Bet failing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that's racist.
See, the interesting aspect of that though is they've got a chance to test it because he'll be in Captain America 3 before he gets his own film, so they'll get to kind of workshop his character a little bit. Not to say you can't change like the train. Talking will be around, but he's also in Captain.
They're gonna have two black characters in an Avengers movie.
That is awesome.
By the way, they already
they're breaking
have
ground that.
By the way,
that
they already
never
have.
Did.
They already have Tony because Nick Fury is black.
Samuel L. Jackson transcends all race,
religion,
creed.
He and Falcon were in the same room.
They did fire him.
More
they
than
killed
once.
Him.
They didn't kill him.
You can't kill a single
You're right. Jackson. They're doing better than Lucasfilm. Lucasfilm never had more than one black actor in a movie.
Yeah. And they thought about killing Lando.
That's right. They did. Yeah.
I mean, the ratings aren't great for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but it's around 5 million people an episode that watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
In the 21st century, that's perfectly fine.
So let me look up what Agent Carter is
in the 19th.
I thought Vegas amazing. Odds for Deadpool versus for Teddy Roosevelt.
Deadpool movie
this
coming.
This is me probably throwing the towel.
There's a Deadpool movie coming, right? Is it going to have the Marvel logo on it?
No, it's Fox.
Yeah, it's Fox.
No, I mean,
it's no. Fox, and they have a Marvel logo, but Marvel's like, let's turn down the red a little bit. Change the red.
They'll give anything
Marvel,
for
no,
him.
Really, no.
Him to be an Avengers
movie.
What
is this Deadpool you speak of?
Agent Carter had 5 million in his debut. 5.1 million of internet viewers for the middle of January.
That's quite good.
Pretty good.
Is Ryan Reynolds attached to that suckpool pod?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Suckpool. I know, I'm excited.
It's not Deadpool, it's a suckpool.
All right. Again, 3 minutes for your rebuttal.
Well, I'm only excited because I saw the test footage. The test footage was spectacular. I love that. That was fun. It was good. It was exactly. If I had 2 hours of that, that'd be great.
I thought test footage was fun. I always go back to the same thing though. It's not the Marvel Studios quality, but it's still fun.
But it was test footage.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's not a full film, so you can't really. It's not apples to apples.
What happens in the footage?
It's completely CGI.
You haven't seen it?
It's completely CGI. It's basically a Deadpool comic, just in complete CGI.
It's Deadpool.
Oh, that sounds like Ang Lee Hulk.
No, but it wasn't supposed to be that way in the film. It was just like a proof of concept. So
okay,
it wouldn't be CGI enough. In the film.
It's okay.
The dialogue was good.
Oh,
the action choreography was good. It's just it was like 10
everything
minutes or something.
Was good. Everything about that test footage was good. And I told myself, I'll give it same credit that I'm giving to Ant-Man. I saw the test footage mm-hmm. for Ant-Man.
Oh yeah.
I was like, yep, all right. They turned Ant-Man into Nightcrawler. He's going to poof, disappear, get real tiny, poof back up, punch somebody in the face, poof, go back down, he's real tiny.
I can't figure out why, but I'm more excited for that than I'm Age of Ultron. Especially
really?
After
you're
the trailer.
More excited than Age of Ultron?
Everything about it looks great. Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
I'll probably eat my words, right? But yeah.
Playing, I'm going to have this on repeat during Age of Ultron. I'm more excited for Ant-Man. We'll get
one
of those buttons.
The soundboard?
Yeah, exactly. Awkward. I'm more excited for Ant-Man than Ultron.
I'm not unexcited for Age of Ultron.
I know.
But
more.
You guys saw in the second trailer, right? I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many times I assume, yes.
What was the line he says? Like, does it have to be called Ant-Man?
Can we change? Is it too late to change
the
name?
I was like, Paul Rudd, high five going out to you.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Ultron.
I was talking about the Age of Ultron trailer.
Me too.
But, yeah.
He's fixated on Ant-Man.
What is this Ultron?
I'm walking away from this podcast going, Cyrus really, really can't wait for Ant-Man. When you say second trailer, Ultron. We're thinking Ultron. But Ant-Man. Yeah! Ant-Man! Scott Lang!
I like that one,
I'm
too.
I'm as surprised as you are. That's all I'll say.
I know.
I like that one, too. I like the Ant-Man trailer.
Yeah.
I get it.
So more Wakanda clues in the new Age of Ultron trailer, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were
one
they?
Of the, one
you
of
can
the,
tell me.
Please
speak.
Well, they have
it's
the,
like on the podcast
the warriors,
for America.
What's the name of the warriors that protect
Ultimate
Black
Warriors.
Panther? No, the bald women that protect the
parts
Black,
unknown.
The Black
Jones.
Panther.
No, Grace Jones. She was
like
sideline the playoffs.
Band of like guardians that protect the Black Panther's like palace or whatever.
So there's badass superheroes.
They're like his bodyguards. Anyway,
that's
they're all bald. They're like shaved
why
head. And there's one of those. Women in the trailer, she like disrobes in front of like a pool or something like that. So almost certainly that has to be one of those warriors. I can't remember their name right now, but Dora something.
Really?
Nick Fury could have hired a hooker.
Yeah.
So you saw a woman stripping, ball headed, and said Wakanda.
Yeah, because what else would it be?
I have no idea. I saw it too. I have no idea what that was.
Andy Serkis is playing Claw. I swear to you, he's playing Claw.
Part of me was like Vision.
I thought you were
going to
say he was the bald woman. I was like,
no. CGI has come a long way. No. I'm pretty sure
Andy
Serkis is playing Claw. He's got to be playing Ulysses Claw, like the flesh and blood version of Ulysses Claw, not the one with the sound hand.
Damn it to hell. You know what I'm talking about now?
Yes, I do know.
You were
I knew back then.
Oh, okay.
I'm still laughing about it. He doesn't have a radar dish hand.
Look, I think we talked about this in a previous podcast.
We did.
And you have rightfully blocked it out. The only Claw of which I'm ever aware. I know of no other Claw. You say Ulysses, and I'm like, okay. Did the weirdo have a name at some point? But
so old school so Secret War. Nothing about Troy in your brain with Ulysses. Just
no.
Claw.
No. He said Ulysses Claw.
I said Ulysses.
So I'm assuming from that that there was somebody else that had the name Ulysses Claw. I have no idea who that was. The only Claw I've ever known was this in the... I can't say it without cracking up. But back in the Secret Wars, 12 issues. Back when the symbiote, you know, all that kind of stuff happened. Just telling America. America. There was a... You know, they got the bad guys and the good guys. And the bad guys, I mean, there was this one that was like this lame, weird... I don't even know how to describe that kind of character, because there aren't any, many like it. He was a henchman for Doom, but I don't know why, and there was no explanation why. And he stuttered and basically just repeat his name all the time, and he has one left hand, and he has a satellite dish on his right hand.
That's like
he
his
controls
hand.
Sound, and he's made of sound. And so you could, like, cut his arm off, and it would just come in two, and it's like a... made of sound. He's
that is not sound. The latest interpretation of that character, but
I haven't even seen the latest interpretation. Any interpretation of that character. But if Joss Whedon's doing it, I put my faith
he's
in it.
He's a vibranium, like...
I went away into my happy place during that narration. I was like, it was all meow mix.
So, he's getting excited. And I'm like, how are they going to make that badass into Claw?
I'm just excited that they're expanding the universe into, like, really making Wakanda a thing.
Yeah,
and that they're really starting to introduce
the most fucking galaxy.
And I think it's a cool expansion of the world. Among all the other cool stuff that was going on, they had more Hulkbuster stuff in there, right?
I don't care for the Hulkbuster.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
I
my
guess
favorite.
For everybody that's for sure. Yeah, for everybody that's never seen it,
yeah,
they're like, oh hell God. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I haven't seen that 10,000
times.
Busted
that out? Yeah, it's
right,
like
exactly.
Taking the old Corvette for a drive around the block.
Yeah,
now, nobody gives a shit anymore.
Yeah, now, if they'd have hidden that and had that be a surprise in the movie.
Oh, the Iron Man?
Had it been Iron Man. You know the Hulkbuster armor, right?
Course.
Have you seen it before? Yeah. Okay, making sure. We're sitting here talking about you seeing it 10,000 times.
No, it's an old idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so... Did you notice the Hulk had red eyes?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So he may be controlled or something.
Possessed.
And I also noticed that they had a young Black Widow. Like, they changed her hairstyle to make her look younger.
What?
She's on the current gurney and they pull her,
what?
Push her down. She's not pregnant in the film. The actress was pregnant.
Oh.
No, I know that. I'm saying I thought maybe they were making her up to look younger because she was pregnant.
And I read something like either Kevin Feige or someone was saying that they're going to go more into her past in this film. So it'd be interesting to see if they do, like, Red Room stuff like her.
Oh, flashbacks.
I thought we saw some glimpses of it actually
in
the trailers. There were ballerinas. I assume that
yes.
was.
Yeah, I assume that that's related. And in Agent Carter,
take the laugh. I'm not sure I deserve it.
I don't know. So in Agent Carter, they introduced Leviathan, which from Secret Warriors is the Russian version of S.H.I.E.L.D., basically. Russian version of Hydra. I mean, that's Jonathan Hickman.
Right.
It's a Hickman thing that he created in Secret Warriors. So they introduced them and Agent Carter, Leviathan.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So I just wonder if Black Widow's past somehow connects with the Leviathan stuff from the 40s that they're introducing Agent Carter. It's just very exciting to see all these pieces kind
of
flip.
That
dude has been dropping. His story beats from the comics have been dropping in all
they,
the
TV. They get residuals, right? So
I assume.
They're taking a lot of his stuff.
They're taking a lot of his stuff.
Johnny Hickman getting paid.
I hope so. Man, they are really borrowing heavily from his stuff.
That's
Winter
good.
Soldier, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Agent Carter all have his stuff in it now.
Yeah.
So that's good for him.
If you have somebody smart, pump them for all their work. Because he has... He has ideas that other writers can just pull.
He has a lot of ideas, that's true.
Yeah, but in comics, he blasts through them because he's always just throwing more.
Yeah.
And you could take any one of his, kind of like what Walking Dead does. You take one, expound on it for a season.
Yeah.
You could take Hickman's just most recent run and do that over 12 years.
Remember the first page of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Where you find out that Imhotep was the first director of
S.H.I.E.L.D.? Yeah. Yes.
You can make a movie.
I never
made
a movie
out of that by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's right on.
Of course.
It's classical Hickman. There's a point where...
Was it named S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, man. And
what does it stand for?
I think it was literally the idea of
no,
literally
Sun
Ra.
It's the... There's S.H.I.E.L.D. and then
they
never,
were fighting off the first brood invasion of the Earth.
Yes,
back in
they
the
were.
24th BC.
So which is awesome. And there's a counter agency called, Spear or something.
Was
like
it being
that,
translated?
Like, What do you mean it wasn't being translated? Yeah, it wasn't. He wasn't speaking English. He wasn't like,
exactly.
Hey, like, bro,
Shield.
Word
no,
up.
No, I mean Shield. You know.
No, I think like the just the
so they called it
the organization
Bata, or whatever a Shield.
No, they do that thing where they bracket it.
Yeah.
Translate
oh,
it
oh, it's
Egyptian.
All in English.
Okay,
like, you don't
right.
see the all Egyptian right. word for it.
That's
like
what I was wondering.
Yeah.
It was fully subtitled. Yes.
Because if it's Hickman, I would expect well, Hickman to go. My readers better go look up what Rakka means.
Well, he flashes.
Then they'll find
and
out.
And
then
he's like, oh, no, they already know.
He flashes through, like, several scenes throughout history where, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. in some other country thousands of years ago was, like, solving some thing.
Yeah.
And the connecting thread is, like, their, like, theme is, like, this is not how the world ends. Like, they use that phrase.
Okay. Yeah,
and every time they, like, thwart some, like, it was really cool to see the brood coming down like ancient Egypt or whatever. That was pretty awesome.
I think it was Galileo and Newton had a fight over who was going to be the new director.
Newton is
and
the villain.
They start speaking in like molecules.
Yeah.
And that
dude,
was not translated.
So cool. So cool.
It was
such
a
high
book.
Concept book.
And I'm not sure they ever finished it.
They made a sequel called S.H.I.E.L.D. Infinity that was like another six issues and then it just stopped.
Like in the middle?
No,
that's
like,
how you
I think
that
they finished the first arc and then it just.
Okay. That was a great book.
Yeah.
That's how you end all Marvel stories. Slap Infinity on the end.
Oh.
Infinity
or,
War?
Or
and the DC equivalent is Crisis. Let's not.
You said DC. Take a laugh.
50 push-ups right now.
Get down and give me 20.
I ship that idea. I think we should do that. Remember, we invoked the unholy competition. We just have to, like, do something to ward the evil. This suck.
They punish us tonight. All
right,
hey, man.
You had a topic you want to talk about before we get too further
okay.
into this episode.
Let me think.
Oh, yeah. Don't remember the bus.
Pressure's on now.
Yep.
PAX.
Full of sound.
PAX South.
PAX South.
Yes.
Yes.
I need to know about it. I've never been to a PAX. This is going to be my first PAX as a corporate
man.
How
many have you been to?
Oh,
know?
Jesus. I don't know. Five or seven, somewhere in there.
I think between the two of us, maybe 14.
Probably something
yeah.
like that. You've been to a few more than me, I think. Like, I've skipped a couple of them, and you've been to one or two.
I've had some I had to skip because they wouldn't sell me badges.
Okay, well, there's that, yes, but
I
think...
You know, it was that one year we decided not to go, and it was 110 here in Austin. So,
right.
Worst plan ever.
There was one PAX East, where I couldn't go for some reason.
That's true.
And you were there, I didn't go.
And then, but you started long before I did.
I guess so.
I would guess seven apiece.
Probably.
And this is completely irrelevant. I don't know why
yeah, I don't know. But
this.
We've been going...
I know now
it's
everything I need to know.
Yeah.
My friends have been to PAX a lot.
That's the moment I'm sad with my children.
I'm going to paint this wall. All
right. So, yeah, I thought maybe we could do a survival guide.
Yeah,
a
man,
bit
I was just
I need
to think
survival
where
it's
I even begin.
And let's
it's
treat
a big
it
show.
As Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. This one is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Prime is sometimes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I believe mm-hmm. that's official now. It's just what they're going to do.
Forever for Prime?
Yes. As much time as it probably gets bigger than that.
Yeah. A whole week long festival.
Oh, but I think it'll end up like Comic Con where it's like five fucking days.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
yeah.
shock me.
There's enough content there to keep
there is.
Rolling out more stuff.
Alright, so step one, and this is in Paris, Keyshawn. What you should not do is create a Tumblr blog about how the artist can't draw noses. that'll get thrown right out.
I was going to bring a sign.
That
what
will
was
going to
be on that sign?
A big nose. On one side, it'll be the nose that he drew back 10 years ago. The other side would be the nose.
You can't see on the audio,
that
but
he draws now.
The gyrations that Keyshawn just did. Because
the nose touches the forehead. I still hate it. I can hardly look at his comments now.
All right.
You probably don't
That's
want
fair.
To tell him that.
I don't care. We're grown men. I can tell him I don't like his work.
Well,
he didn't
let's
care.
Be clear. You already told him.
Yeah, but no. I found
he'll
a good...
go home to his yacht and cry into his
Right, head. Exactly. Exactly.
Think he's going to be okay.
This
I'm just saying if you don't want your life to be uncomfortable during
yeah.
the con.
I'm not going to be uncomfortable.
Well, discomfort is...
World,
discomfort
I'm already
going to
be
okay.
uncomfortable.
Well, beyond, yeah, what's normally expected.
Okay, no, in all seriousness. Two things you have to bring, for sure. Even And this is your hearty, if this is your hearty inhale. Messenger bag. You will have shit that you will buy and or bring with you to play, presumably. So you need some to put that in. So that's number one. Number two, Purell and lots of it. Gamers, not the best with the hygiene, and we're all using the same controllers, theoretically. So So
I have children. I'm more infected than all those people.
Fine, then, for the other reason, then don't infect everybody else.
I would bring the pox on them.
All right.
Don't infect anybody else.
Do you bathe them?
They go to school.
Do they bathe
them today? It is a wretched hive of filth that they bring home every day. There's somebody sick at any given moment. Again, my
wife
is
up at most icy daycare.
Yes, my wife is up at 3 a.m.
Now you're onto something. That elephant that's playing the keyboard would be an interesting.
I'm pretty sure the children just go to school, lick everything, and then come home. They grow it, they fester it, it perfects itself on your specific DNA. Then it attacks you. It comes out of there and attacks you, and you suffer for three times as long as those kids. It just it's happened to me. Battlestar Galactica. This has happened before.
And it will happen.
It happened to me. I was deathly sick over the move. Dying sick.
Yeah. No, it's just a common parent complaint.
It's horrible. Anyway, but again, I'm not worried about
those
people.
You do bathe your children, yes or no?
What? Oh, I would bathe.
Yeah, gamers. A lot of gamers don't.
I know.
Sorry if I'm pissing anyone off listening to it, but it's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, it was a one PAX. Like they were actually saying this. Like it was in the. It was in the. Like the sheet you got is like try to shower once a day. Was like written down somewhere.
Anime cons had that a lot too.
How much
like,
walking is there?
It depends on what you're going to do, but there could be quite a bit.
There's more standing than walking.
Right. Yeah.
Is there any sitting?
Yes.
When you're watching a panel, you can sit. Yeah. When
but that's the only time.
You'll be sitting in queue lines as well.
On the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
wait, you have a stool. Right?
I have a stool.
And
yeah.
you can bring
a chair?
Absolutely.
You can.
A folding
chair?
Yeah.
And those queue lines, eventually they get so full, they hit some kind of fire marshal code. And
you know,
Carol and I were talking about this off the air. I don't know what that number is, but there's a point where they make you stand.
Oh yeah.
So in your case, what you're going to want to do is go to talk to one of the enforcers, one who's underlings, and get some kind of old man exemption.
Yeah.
So put that
is there such a thing as
a crippled person
exemption?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are people with... Yeah, disabilities and stuff.
Right. Because I'm literally either, like, thinking about bringing a cane or a walker. Because I won't be able to do what y'all are describing. Unless I can just sit wherever I go.
Yeah, I think a portable chair is, like, the best way to go. If you can carry one of those around or, like, attach a strap to it or something.
Yeah.
And those things are pretty light now, too.
Oh, I've got chairs. We do that all the time.
Yeah. And, like, the one that I have is, like, a stool that, like, other people will use for, like, hunting or something. So it collapses pretty small.
Yeah.
You can, if you want something like that, you can probably go to any pro shop.
I have to have something to lean back.
Okay, you need back. Yeah, of course, back.
Cash is your friend. They'll take cars, but cash is always faster. That's just convention etiquette in general. So bring that.
What do you buy?
They have the whole merch booth. They have all their new...
So you get t-shirts and prints and books and...
And
pins,
and, yeah.
Just pin arcade,
freaking pins, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's.
Well,
see, the only con I've been to that's anything close to San Diego Comic Con. Mm-hmm. I go and I spend money over there because.
Yeah, no, not like that.
There aren't any comics over.
I mean, there
are there video games. I'm picturing like this.
There's tons of used
video games that people sell.
I mean, there aren't like used games. There's like maybe one or two booths in the entire merch area, like expo hall, that sell used games. But what they're mostly selling is merchandise from the webcomics. Like, you can buy Chris Straub's books and prints and pins from him and Mikey or from Scott Kurtz and whoever else is on.
Most of the Strip Search cast does.
Most of the Strip Search cast there. Uh-huh. You can pay to have them sketch something in a book for you.
Yeah.
You like, basically commission, right? You tell them what
like
you want.
Like my beautiful Loki from Alexander Douglas.
So you chat with them and they while they're drawing for you and just kind of hang out. So that there's booths dedicated to that. Then there's Penny Arcade merchandise, like we said, pins, posters, books, whatnot. Then inside the expo hall is basically booths from companies just exhibiting their stuff. So you're not going to buy anything, but you're going to play their latest game, whether it's a tabletop game or a video game. And there's a lot of that.
Stuff that's just come out or will be coming out shortly, so that you will eventually come buy that from them.
And, of course, you know, there's the booths that sell... You know, die like D&D dice sets.
Okay, Magic the Gathering is a big deal as well.
And in the back corner,
that's why the place smells.
Very back corner is like DeVry University or some bullshit like that.
That's true. Yeah, there will be
ITT Tech.
One of those types places.
Great, I can go by.
And this might be just PAX East and PAX Prime, but there will be guys that are selling hardware. Like there was a booth that
you can buy
a really nice gamer.
Yeah, you can buy like
not consoles. Screens.
like Dell will be there, and some of the people will be there. You can buy PC hardware if you want.
Really?
But it's a little strange to do so there, I would say. Cause
I would love it.
But they do have like certain discounts and stuff.
Oh, what about the Oculus?
You can't buy the Oculus. They'll have a demo there, probably.
Yeah. Oh.
And that'll be about a 7-hour line.
Yeah,
so it's
reserve a
day
for that.
Okay. No.
Yeah, it's pretty intense to get a demo Oculus nowadays.
I think we chronicled that actually on this very podcast earlier.
Yeah,
I think. So
there's that kind of stuff, and usually the big games that are demoing, like the lines are like 2 hours long. Like play whatever the latest Call of Duty is.
God, that might even be like.
It depends. It depends on the time of day you're there and what's going on. Yeah. Like, it's generally a waste of
time.
More
than
about
5 minutes is going to kill me.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a good use of your time. Like, you're going to end up playing those games anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well check out some of the indie stuff and actually talk to people that made them and, like,
which
play
cool.
a smaller game for, you know, a little while longer and wait, like, next to nothing.
One thing I think a lot of people don't take advantage of and should is half of the thing is dedicated to tabletop.
Yeah.
And
this is actually what I was
board games, for my purpose. I think they're still the best bang for the buck. They're not cheap, but you know, if you buy one for $40-$50 and you play it a lot, that's tremendous value.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you don't know if you want to spend that initial $50, and it can be painful to decide if a game is for you. You rent them there. Mm-hmm. You just check them
just
out,
give them your driver's license, and then you can check it out and play with your friends for like unlimited amounts of time.
Yeah, and they've got
play
it.
What?
Whatever
any,
the hell
any
you
board
want.
Game.
Oh,
you
board
want.
Game.
Yeah,
board
yeah.
game.
Board
okay,
game.
I'm sorry. You give them your driver's license?
Yeah. Well,
not forever.
It's collateral.
I know. It's just, you're trusting those people not to abscond with your license.
No, they don't. I mean, they're paid and employed by Penny Arcade. They're not like some. It's not like you can just go up
Penny
in your
Arcade.
Garage.
I feel better.
You should, because they run the whole convention. But like, it's not like some dude comes in with like a Rubbermaid trash bin full of his board games. Is like, hey, I'll rent you this out for your driver's license and your credit card. Let me just go make a photocopy of this real quick. I'll be right back. Do you have your passport, by the way?
For your license for 5 minutes, I can give you 2 Viagra and a booster deck for Magic. How's that sound, huh?
How many need OxyContin and a lot of hydrocodone?
Do you have Guidebook on your phone?
I don't know what that
is. Oh, yes. That's a good thing to have. The Guidebook app on your phone.
What is it?
It's generically, it's a app that lets you download what is the program guide for any sort of event. But Penny Arcade uses it exclusively for their guidebook, their program guide. So it'll give you the schedule of all the panels. You can make your own custom schedule based on the full schedule. You can set alerts. They also have like usually like a game where you scan the QR codes throughout the convention center and it does stuff like that. So there's all. I recommend getting it because it's kind of a handy way of immediately checking.
They don't have like a handy app or website of their own.
No, they use Guidebook for,
oh, they
for
use
the guy. Guidebook. Yeah,
okay.
They partner with them.
All right, so
it's pretty well done.
Starting simply, there's a whole mess of vendor stuff that's going on.
Yeah, exhibitor
there
stuff,
are,
vendor stuff.
Exhibitor slash vendor. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there are more like tables and booths showing you things and letting you try things. I think than places where you can buy things. I think the mix is kind of more for it's called the expo hall. It's for exposition more than vending.
Okay.
But there are plenty of places. I mean,
that's language you can't argue with.
there are like that. What are the name of those people that make those like gorgeous, but like God help me, you need a mortgage for it. The custom wood tables for like art for playing role playing games.
I'm
talking about?
Yeah, no, exactly.
They exhibit at least one of those there.
Oh, cool.
They're
super cool.
Do you have to wait 2 hours to look at that?
No, it's just out.
It?
You just walk around.
Oh, okay.
It. Just,
all right.
It's like an IKEA type thing.
Right.
This
is the first PAX South. Is it going to be like San Diego Comic Con where you can't take 2 steps?
No.
No, PAX is usually not like that.
Okay.
People are moving around so much.
Right.
There's so much going on in different venues that everything's pretty spread out that even if there's 100,000 people there,
In all seriousness, I really don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Like, I'll go the first time and I'm going to hurt so bad I won't be able to go back. I'm going to make it an hour.
Funimation's there this year.
Oh, yeah, because they're in Texas, right? They're somewhere.
They're from Dallas.
Yeah.
That's very cool. All right,
Aaron
will be there for sure.
Yeah.
The anime game will be there.
Huh. What's the name of the people that make the minifigs? The Reaper? Is that what their name is?
Yes.
They're local, so they're going to be there.
Not there.
Really?
They're not. According
to Texas?
PAX South via guidebook, they're not. Yeah, what the hell, right? Oh, but you know what? Southern Methodist University Guildhall's there. So.
Oh, well.
All right.
The hell?
Exactly. Wacom's there. Wacom's
always there. You can drool all over the freaking Cintiq and then not buy one. Because another thing that requires a mortgage to purchase.
I still remember the time I saw Mortazavi sit down.
Geek Chic.
That's who I'm thinking of. I think, right? No. Damn it.
Yeah, maybe it's them. The table people?
Yeah.
That sounds right, but maybe not.
This is going to bug me until I figure it out. I apologize, guys. Alienware is going to be there. Speaking of things that you want but can't buy.
Yeah. So, a lot of cool stuff there. And then there's all the panels.
Yeah, that's the last thing we should probably cover.
That, I mean, everything from the Q&A to Make Strip to others talking about various aspects of game culture and webcomics and all kinds of
stuff.
Those
are all panels.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to have to queue up for those in line before the panel starts, because usually there's a panel before, right?
Right.
And then you go in and sit down and you...
Are those lines 7 hours long too?
No, I mean, some of them... Depends on the panel. Like, some panels are going to need, you know, 3 or 4 hours of pre-lineup.
Yeah.
If you want to get
a
guaranteed
seat.
I'm not sure
PAX South, and at least this first one, that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Because I've actually went by a guidebook, been given to look and earmarking things. And maybe this is what we're talking about. So, on Friday... the first thing I intend to go to is what they used to call the keynote, but what they retarded
story
they call
time.
Story time now. This year the speaker is Jeff Keighley. That'll be 10:30. That's followed by a Q&A with Jerry and Mike.
And you don't have to line up if you line up for the story time, you can stay in the same theater for the Q&A.
Right. That's the only one I think that doesn't clear.
Yeah.
And that's a good one. Anything with Jerry and Mike is usually a good time.
By the way, Key, like, there's a Twitter account that's worth following too. That you can probably want to like stay on top of. It's called PAX Lines, and it actually tells you what the status of the various. They'll tweet out like this line is this
percentage
full. It's percentage full, and that if you know it's 100% full, don't even bother going to the line because you're not going to get in. I think it's PAX.
And you get alerts. It gives basically alerts like this is starting to get full. If you want to get your ass over here now,
yeah, they kind of
and that's super. As you said, super useful.
Toss alerts like that. You know, the science and the
I'm anticipating that the Scott Kurtz panel will be quite popular on Saturday, early Saturday evening. So with that one's probably you're gonna want to get in line at least an hour early, I would think. Straub has one Friday night for Chainsaw Suit.
Yeah, it's Chris, Mikey, and Chris both together.
And then Pitcher Game is Saturday afternoon. Uh-huh. That's one we always go to usually.
Yep.
And Dominate. No,
not anymore. Anyway. Giant Bomb has one, and Jeff Gershman from Giant Bomb has his own panel.
Y'all are rattling off the important stuff far too fast.
Don't worry, it's all in the guidebook.
I'm posting this shit.
It's all in the guidebook. You can rewind and re-listen, and everybody pretty much knows if you're going. A lot of people, I think, know.
But on Friday, to do it. They've got When the Grannies Will Play, Story Time.
That's the keynote, the story time.
Right.
You know, and that's unfortunate because When the Grannies Will Play, well, a terrible name. I read the panel description. That actually sounds really interesting, it's during the keynote.
Yeah.
It's positing what might happen in 2025 when the industry has been around for so many such years, what game-changing event might be again.
Interesting.
It's likely terrible just because most panels are terrible, just unfortunately. What's that Surgeon's Law, 90% of everything's crap? Yeah. It applies to panels, unfortunately, too.
So the purple is Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions?
Purple refers to video game tournaments.
It's a tournament. Yes. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Last thing I want is to lose to a 10-year-old. Because I just want to punch him.
Well, Super Mario All-Stars at 2. Which is an
SNES now I'm all
game.
Set.
Alright, what else do I have for Friday? I think we talked about it.
What are the blues? Those are board game tournaments?
Yeah, I think the colors are actually the rooms.
Or somewhere in the guide, they do tell you what
the colors mean. I mean,
here we
go.
Mario
or orange is panel. Cream or vanilla, whatever that's supposed to be, is meet and greet. Black is concerts. And we'll come back in a second.
You said cream, and then you said meat, and I had the wrong word meat.
You're nasty. You wrong for dead.
That's after hours at PAX?
No, not that kind of meat.
We got light blue tabletop tournament. Purple is console tournament. Green is handheld tournament. Straight up blue is a a PC tournament. Well, tournaments at FAST.
Wait, you don't have to. You bring your PC?
You can. It's BYOC. Called BYOC. Bring your own computer. You basically rent a table with a power strip and a monitor, maybe.
Yeah. And you bring your own computer, and you play Half-Life for 3 days. And you don't talk to anybody. And apparently, it's awesome.
Into the that land sounds great.
Play. Yeah. It's a cool idea.
The worst part is you meant that.
I think it's a cool idea. Like, if that's what you really want to do, if you just want to play like StarCraft 2 with people like all weekend, you could do that.
God Almighty.
I love how he's frowning. whole aspects of facts that he doesn't like. Those people suck. The people who like it suck. That all sucks.
It's not that they like. It's not that it sucks. It's just like, what a misapplication of going to PAX. You can do that anywhere.
No way.
But you can't yell at the guy killing you.
That's right.
If you do Zerg rush your base,
like
you can yell at
10,000 people, and you can just yell like, "You bastard!" You know, and then go right back to it.
And they're not listening to you because they're off in their own damn little world.
It's all right. I like that. Especially when it's UT2K4. Holy crap. That's spectacular. I was good at that once upon a time.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. Yeah, but you ain't now, and that's why it's going to suck.
I don't know.
Anyway, I like it in concept, and I think they implement it very well because it seems very, very well organized.
Okay, so if you're not going to panels and you've taken a gander at all the vendors,
which could take you 2 full days to really see everything.
Okay, hall. If you're cutting out standing in lines for
four hours. Going in the expo hall, you're not going to see everything in one day.
Like, oh, okay,
you're going to end up running through that multiple times.
If you're really interested in what they have to offer. Most of it don't have much in the way of lines. Just to Ariel's point, most the real big ones, like your Assassin's Creed 8 or whatever the hell they're coming out with, that'll have a long line.
Okay, those people don't.
But if you're interested in like a cool Steam game, for example, you go right up there and you play it.
I've done Cyrus and I and others that are guests that are not on the podcast. I don't know if they want to say their names or not, but we've done that kind of stuff. Just rolled around and like played various indie games. Uh-huh. And there's zero weight. Like Goat Simulator. Last one I remember at PAX East, I played Goat Simulator for like 30 minutes. Like nobody, I didn't have to wait. I just rolled up and played Goat Simulator. I ended up buying it later.
NBA Jam. Actually. Remember we played that on the
Wii? Oh, yeah. We played NBA Jam on the Wii.
All right, now we're talking.
That was the best.
NBA Jam on the Wii.
So you can just
randomly
go.
And with the Wii, you can just,
Right.
Yeah, 2-on-2 we played
okay,
NBA
so you
Jam
can like roam around and just find open games
Nintendo,
and shit and
Nintendo,
play.
Yeah, they're tough.
Now we're talking about something I would be excited to do. I haven't heard anything.
That's a great thing to do. You can check out tabletop. You can check out console games.
Yeah, you can do that or at the exhibit.
Check them out.
So there are two things. So at the expo hall, you can just roll up to whatever someone's exhibiting and play their game.
Play the booth, yeah.
Sometimes there's a wait, but often there's not. And then separate from all that, there's what's called console checkout. So they put a bunch of consoles and TVs, they bolt the console down to the table, and they just set them up. And then you give, in exchange for your driver's license, they'll give you like an hour, let's say, with virtually any console game you want, and they'll give you a controller. And then you plug the controller into the console.
So you can get your friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all they've also got like Rock Band Free Play. Those have a Rock Band.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, like, you know,
I would do Rock Band all day.
Yeah, that's they have that. Yeah. Sometimes they'll do it on a stage. Like at PAX East, they just had a stage set up.
Oh shit!
And
I'm
people
gonna
just
go connect my
swap
stuff and practice
in
all week.
People just swap in and play Rock Band like all the time, and they're just and people doing embarrassing shit on Dance Central for all
day.
Yeah,
they have a permanent Rock Band
and a permanent Dance Central.
That one actually has one of the longer lines. It's not awful, but it's pretty permanent.
And like pretty much there's always somebody there. There's not one time where I don't walk past Dance Central stuff and someone is doing Dance Central like all day.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be doing any Dance Central.
And they're kind of off the beaten
button,
path. They're not like at least at PAX East, they're off the beaten path. They're not like in the middle of anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you just have to kind of go find it, and then there's just always a dedicated group doing stuff there.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of funny.
I would do Rock Band all day.
Yeah, they have almost certainly.
What was the name of our band?
Wild Stallions. Wild Stallions.
Is that what we were?
Yes, of course.
I couldn't remember. That was Styx McGee. That's the Iron Man.
Sometimes.
Styx McGee!
Sometimes. Yeah, did you have some other dude with dreads or something?
No, I had Styx McGee. It wore nothing but a kilt.
You were chaos. You were the chaos.
He was the
chaos. Sorry.
Styx, I just had a kilt on. That was it. And like this red poof.
Yes.
It was amazing. And I think an eye patch.
And an eye patch. I had an eye patch. That's right.
I'm an unfortunate... Tossing
but, it's your eye cable. You remember that? I'd have forgotten that.
Best idea you ever had.
Oh, man. Thanks, McGee. The great part is that I've gotten all my old consoles at the new house, and I'm hooking them all up. Okay. I've got everything but the Atari and the Xbox 360 Damn. Working. So every Nintendo that's ever existed is now hooked up into one TV.
I'm actually wow. really proud of you for still hanging on to them. Good for you.
Yeah, hell yes.
Yeah. Does your NES work?
I had to take it apart and...
And clean it off.
Clean
it.
I'm going to have to order 72 pin
connectors. Hey, still counts.
Yeah. I've got to
those motherfuckers.
I've got to order online the 72 pin connector. I have beaten that thing. And if I push, if I just do it a certain way, no blowing, but if I push just a certain way, I can get it to punch.
So I haven't blown a cartridge in quite a while, man. Yeah.
I'll tell you what really kills me. It still works. I don't care what they say, what scientists they bring on board about corrosion. I'm telling you, I blow on that thing. It works.
It won't corrode.
It's amazing.
I'm an expert. I have an electrical engineering background. It won't corrode.
Oh, they're talking about spit or something when you're blowing on them. It'll corrode the
alkalize,
copper connections
alkaline
like
in your
they
spit.
They also say that video games ruin your life, too, a lot of times. That doesn't also not
My mother
true.
Said that forever. I pissed off my mom so bad. I was a pretty good kid. I do a lot of bad stuff.
Hang on a second.
But I begged. It was Christmas. 1989, 90. Castlevania 2.
Okay.
I begged for it, pleaded for it, finally got it, sat down, and within 24 hours had won it.
Oh.
And I was going out to play, and my mom's like, why aren't you playing that video game? Oh, I won that. I'm done with it. What? That was $55.
In 20th century currency, pre
inflation. That's right.
That's like 120 by today's
rate. That was before space squids invaded the Earth.
That's right. And so I whipped out Castlevania 2 the other day, and I just thought, well, finally.
Did you beat it as fast?
No.
I posted on Facebook, I'm playing that game again.
I know. Same game. Same cartridge.
Same cartridge.
Same cartridge. Same thing.
Now,
I haven't touched it since that day.
Are you playing it on an LCD TV?
Yes.
Because that affects the timing of your...
I haven't noticed.
I got a quick round.
No, I'm saying, like, it can be harder to play.
Oh, no.
Like, sometimes imperceptibly because of the time. Like, if you try to play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on LCD TV, like, it's a lot harder to beat Tyson at the end because the timing is off. There's a delay in how it displays on the screen.
I never beat
Tyson. I'm running that actually playing Final Fantasy on my PS1 over here on my 720p TV. I'm like, sometimes, because it just pixelates so damn badly, I can't find stuff on the map.
There's
like,
that.
Like, where's
that
staircase? I know it's here.
There's that, but like, in terms of the delay from when you push a button to when your action shows up on the screen, that has an effect.
Possibly.
I'm just saying
that between sitting down on Christmas Day, turn on my Xbox One, we got the...
And then it turns off, yes.
What's it called?
Xbox Tron.
The Heroes thing. The Disney Infinity. Uh-huh. Sit down, pop in the disc. Xbox One didn't work at all because Xbox Live was down. It was hacked. Xbox wouldn't function. Couldn't play the game.
Xbox Live was down, yeah.
Yeah, couldn't play it. Couldn't play it at all. And a 30-year-old Nintendo.
Which didn't, wasn't
in,
designed to have the internet in the first place.
Never
plugs
was.
Plugs in fine when the internet's down.
Works. Works like
corrode
a charm.
Worse than anything in history.
Every Nintendo, every Nintendo still, you might have to jiggle some stuff, but by God, it worked. 30 years old, 25 years old, 20 years old, they all worked. And that goddamn Xbox One on Christmas Day wouldn't function.
I mean, it turns on, right? I mean, it boots
turned
up.
On.
It just doesn't
but
connect
you
to the
play any games. It didn't matter if I could turn it on.
It doesn't authenticate to Xbox Live.
It doesn't know who you are. And for that game, if you don't know who, if it doesn't know who you are, it won't let you play. No shit. And I just.
Are you taking it on a date? I don't understand.
No. All right, look. It's Christmas. You've built up Christmas. And all of a sudden, here's a plethora of these Disney Infinity toys for my children to play with and introduce them to video gaming. And that was their introduction to video. Well, I'll be honest, Minecraft
is sucks.
Yes. Yeah, you couldn't do it.
Daddy, Christmas is ruined.
I mean,
Daddy, I'm getting
it's not. I mean, it's not really Microsoft's fault, and Sony had the same problem, but they got DDoS. The hackers were trying to.
It's all their fault.
Take down the system, so
they got enough money. Where if they got DDoS, boo hoo! They have enough money; they should not be DDoS.
I got a question. So your NES, right? What cartridge did you put log the most hours on?
Man,
round
table question.
Jesus. Zelda.
Legend of Zelda?
Oh, yeah, man. That's just
there,
making
right?
it gold was enough.
Oh,
just be like, this shit is
color.
That and the save fails every now and then. Oh, good. I have one sword again.
I think just due to pure frustration, Mega Man 2, because I was a little kid and I could not beat that game.
Yeah.
So I plugged in a lot of hours into Mega Man 2. Yeah.
But the NES didn't have Mario Kart.
No.
Mine was Contra.
Contra?
Yeah.
I played a lot of Contra.
Yeah.
But it was, since it was co-op and I had a brother.
That's why it worked well for us, actually.
Oh, it didn't work for us because I have a mentally handicapped brother. At least when he's playing Contra.
My brother was actually a savant. He actually beat it legitimately.
Wow. My brother didn't want to play it. Yeah, cool. My brother would actively try and bring the other person down.
He would just stop and you couldn't go.
And get over this here. It's this way.
This is your this is an older brother, right?
Younger.
Really?
Yes.
Are you surprised by that?
I kind of would have expected the other way around.
Oh no.
Where the older one is the one talking shit at the younger one.
Oh no, I'm just trying to succeed.
That was
Sean. Yeah, I'm
just like, get off the shed.
Right.
Don't go over there.
That's right.
Here.
How dumb can you be?
That's a total older brother, younger brother dynamic if I've ever heard it.
But with the Super Nintendo, and from there on out, it was... I mean, shoot, you probably met me over in Nintendo 64 playing...
Literally
Mario
over
Kart.
It.
Yes.
We played Mario Kart on that Nintendo 64.
That was the year before I started college.
Yeah, but we didn't stop. That wasn't a one-year deal. We played the devil out of that. I met lots of people that I had no idea who they were that were in my dorm room
playing Mario Kart.
Just playing Mario Kart. I came in. My roommate wasn't there. And he just let somebody sit down and play while he left and went to class. And I come in. I'm like, who are you?
I mean, your best friend.
Yeah.
Right on.
And
me, Mario.
Right. All of them. Just Mario Kart out the ass.
But yeah, the exploits are legendary. They assumed I was there retrospectively. Because apparently that's just what they did. They would go to class, they'd eat.
And play Mario Kart.
Maybe bait at some point.
Girls and Mario Kart and Trudy's. That was pretty much it. That was college in a nutshell.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Wasn't that bad.
My college was a little different.
There was some class involved.
My college had a lot more Soul Calibur.
Oh.
But I did, when I was in college, like not my freshman year or anything like that. Double Dash came out for the GameCube, where you have a partner sitting behind.
Mario Kart Double Dash, yeah.
We have a partner sitting behind, and I won't name names, but there were two friends of mine that were talking a lot of trash about how they could beat us. And me and my friend, and the friend I partnered with, he is a video game, he is master level. Like he absorbs, like the game becomes a part of him in short order, and he beats every game. And he's just super good.
John.
Yeah. he grabs the console and some sort of electronic transfer happens through his hands and then he knows the game. And so it's him and me playing Double Dash. And in Double Dash, you know, when you can kind of do a Tokyo Drift type of thing and you get these blue sparks if you're like rattling the joystick far enough and it gives you a boost.
I did that all the time.
That's
the
famous Double Dash. And so they played us literally 105 tracks, 105 races in one night, and we won 103 to 2.
Nice. That reminds me.
Are you done talking trash?
See, I have a similar experience with was it the PlayStation 2? I think it was a PlayStation 2. And when I would, you're right, Dreamcast, and I would take hold of the Dreamcast controller, and it would immediately recognize me as its enemy, mortal enemy. And it was NFL 2K.
It was
NFL 2K, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever 2K a year it was at the time.
Uh-huh.
And we called it Whore Game. By we, I mean me. And Cyrus and I would take on two of our good friends, who you know. And we were very simpatico on that game. I would say we got to be closer friends because of that game.
You ran the offense, I ran the defense.
I know.
Oh, so you were offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator.
It really worked out well. Yeah. We were both good at it.
And it didn't matter.
It didn't matter at all. Because they would be like, we're going to return this kickoff back 99 yards and win the game.
We're down by a score and there's a second left in the clock.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to win. And then they did it.
Wow.
Yeah, and you just
throw the controller?
I can't remember if I threw it, but I know that I went outside. That's the part
that's
I remember.
That's an interesting way of saying it.
Through the window.
That's it! Ah!
that Dreamcast controller, I don't know if you've held one recently, but it is like, it feels like it will cripple you if you hold on to it for too long.
I know,
like, man. It is hard. It was hard to hold compared to the
Nintendo 64?
Oh, yeah, that also. Yeah,
that
exactly.
Was made for same.
I actually got the opportunity this past week to sit down with the Nintendo 64 controller
right.
and hand it to my son, who looks at it after having just, I mean, he doesn't know controllers from shit, really. He just played with the Super Nintendo one.
Okay.
I didn't start him on the Nintendo because I was at least giving a little bit further.
And finger button.
And he just got that, and then I hand him, all right, here's the next one. The look, to be the father looking down, to see that look, pure in its most untainted form of, what the fuck is this? And, you know, how you... Sit it here. You know, what do you do with it? And it was great. That was great. Yeah, put it in your pants.
It was a long cord. You have to be careful.
Yeah.
I mean, even that like was seemed like a godsend when the controllers finally went wireless.
Right. Oh man, wave. Yeah, then the GameCube got the WaveBird.
WaveBird, man,
motherfucking WaveBird. I haven't touched in 12 years.
Still works, right?
Worked without new batteries.
Really?
Without nothing. Still on the same settings. Pop, 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 boom. I'm playing Tricky. SSX Tricky. Nice. I forgot how much I loved that game. I played the devil. I didn't have children. I was, you know, young, just married, and had SSX Tricky. That's how we celebrated.
WaveBird related story. The same friend of mine who would assimilate video games, he bought like a knockoff WaveBird.
Oh,
you know, and he had a WaveBird, and then he bought a second one that was like a knockoff. So the WaveBird. So back then, the controllers were that WaveBird is the first wireless controller from Nintendo, but it wasn't built into the GameCube. You had to buy a little adapter. You plug it into the game port, and then you had the WaveBird, and it was battery powered. The controller has batteries, so the knockoff, like after a while, just would like fail. Like it would stop taking your. You'd be playing the game, you're pressing the buttons, and nothing's coming through.
Yeah.
And it failed because the batteries went out. And so we finally opened it up after that happened, and we look at the batteries. And I swear, I've never seen this anywhere else before. The batteries, written on the batteries, it said, extra heavy duty, extra low life.
Really?
Battery. Extra low life. Who sells an extra low life battery? Why would you advertise that?
May I pause it? Echo in Mexico?
Made in China, I think, like the rest of the system. But we were just laughing about it. We're like looking at this, like, I can't believe this.
Extra low.
Extra low life.
Make them buy more.
Holy cow.
So I can get any console I want, sit down with a TV. Sit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sit? All right.
Yes,
yeah,
they're chairs, yeah.
Okay, see, this has made me more excited for PAX than I was, because I really don't know enough to know anything but the vendors, and I've kind of focused like San Diego Comic Con, where the vendors were... I may have gone to two panels total, and everything else was looking at Golden Age comics everywhere I could look at them.
Yeah.
And we haven't even talked about D&D.
Well, I know. I'm waiting on that. That
has no presence at this one.
Really?
What?
Yeah, they ain't going to be there.
No!
People will be playing Dungeons & Dragons. It's just Wizard, I don't think, is going to be running any games themselves.
You get to sit down and... So how does that work?
Yes, you get to sit down.
Do I get to sit? Look, y'all can tell that I'm like doing this.
Sitting is
bad for me. Anyway, it's just better on standing. Yeah,
24.78.
That's right.
You just have like an anti-grav chair.
Right. Yeah.
Your transformation in Professor X has been amazing.
Wow, you're blowing my mind here, Cyrus.
What's happening? Yeah.
It's exactly. Get out of my head, Charles.
It's okay, you can make colors on it. But yes, coming back to like the actual question.
I was thinking about
there's just
Professor
rows
X.
and rows of tables and chairs.
Down and do you have to form your own group? Or do you just walk in and see an empty table, sit down, and go?
Yes and yes.
You can do either one.
Usually there's like a sign up.
It's
like
literally 70,000 people just wanting to come together and play games. It's wonderful.
Yeah. See, all of this part is the stuff that I'm like, oh boy, this sounds great.
Yeah. That's usually the part we have the most fun at. Yeah.
Okay, so
that and watching Ria try to like check out at a restaurant.
Oh, God.
But that's, I mean, you can do that anywhere. You don't need to go to PAX for that.
So do you try and stick together?
At PAX.
Okay.
Do y'all try and stick together and do things unless somebody has one particular, I'm going to go
do this?
I think
we kind of crisscross, like people go do their own thing and then maybe come back together and kind of plan as we go.
Yeah. How do you coordinate, like,
MMS, my man?
SMS and MMS, you know, yeah. text message.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, in general. Like, I mean, usually we get, like, groups will get together for lunch maybe, sometimes all everyone together, but then for dinner we'll get together, the entire group, whoever.
And there'll
goes.
Be enough of us going, I'm sure there'll be small groups.
So mm-hmm. I mentioned this to someone else. I don't know if I can say his name or not, but I've heard that in San Antonio,
Minge.
I've heard in San Antonio a certain troll.
Certain oh yes. Troll, oh.
that there's some place. Somebody else that you guys don't know probably told me that in San Antonio they have a place where they serve a pizza, and the way it was the size was described to me of the pizza was like this. the guy was like, they make a pizza like this. And serve it to you. So I thought if there's a group,
like arm length,
like a
this is a river walk
two
place.
Arms with diameter. I don't know.
Okay,
but he's gonna send me. He's gonna send me the name of the yeah. place that has this legendary huge pizza.
I will throw out comical. For both you guys and listeners the original, which is a really good Tex-Mex place on the river walk. I think it might be 24/7.
Okay,
and I don't know.
It's
if
called
Keyshawn
the original.
Will be joining us. It's called the original. Okay, which I believe is short for the original Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
But they're 24/7, and their fajitas for one are fajitas for two anywhere else.
Interesting.
So, and I again, the open all hours thing I think is going to be key at PAX. Probably. Has been in the past.
Yes,
so.
Yes. The now legendary scene at the Hurricane in Seattle, where give me all your money was...
He mugged Sam.
One friend mugged another friend.
Why do I owe $20 for eggs again? Just give me money.
Yeah, just give me all your money. Just give me all your money. Yeah, that was at 3 a.m.
Before I forget, the whole Full Sail and Fury crew will be at PAX South.
Oh, right.
Think about
entire Full Sail and Fury. We can do a portable version.
Portable podcast, yeah. Maybe Saturday night for an hour?
I don't believe to. It.
You don't believe. You won't believe.
I won't believe it until I can see the hardware functioning. I know the spirit is willing. The hardware will be.
But the
weak.
Hardware is weak.
I mean, it took. How long did it take us to get a homebrew setup functioning? You know, where it's gone. 3 hours later, it disappeared.
Yeah. Sorry, if you want to borrow some of my stuff, I mean, all you really need is this and my laptop, and I've recorded podcasts like that on the road before.
Yeah,
oh,
really.
Shit.
I'll probably have my laptop anyway. Cause
I'll bring a thumb drive, and yeah. Yeah, we'll try to knock it out.
I mean, I have GarageBand.
On location.
I love it.
Yeah. And there'll be chairs there.
I'm putting a walker in my trunk. In all seriousness.
Okay, do it.
In case I have to have
Now, with or without tennis balls, what's your preferred?
Tennis balls.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know, those old people are geniuses. Whoever, the first one that put tennis balls on that.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Uh-huh.
It's cheap.
Look, when you had surgery and are teaching yourself to walk again, and you have this damn walker... And it's.
I've seen people that have the sleds. You ever seen those?
No.
Little plastic. It looks like a sled. It's the same walker.
I want to tie a dog to the front.
It's the same walker.
Awesome.
But they have a little sled feet instead of the tennis balls.
Well, man, as soon as. This is how bad off I was when I had to do it. But I mean, I didn't have the strength to, like, cut the tennis ball.
Oh.
And even when, so I went and got pre-cut tennis balls, and I didn't have the strength
they
to put them
those?
On.
Yeah,
they do
for
old people. Yeah, they do. Pre-cut tennis balls you can get to put on the end.
What is the name of this place?
I just got them at
Pre-cut Tennis Ball Emporium.
I don't
catch your balls.
I want to say it was Walgreens. Well, honestly, you know what? I'm lying because I wasn't allowed to drive or go anywhere, so I don't know where they came from.
It was just your imagination.
They showed up. I have them still.
Imagination.
But,
spelled D-R-E-G-S.
I think somebody brought them to me. Yeah, oh yeah.
On a unicorn.
Can I have 100 milligrams of imagination, please?
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, no.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Yeah. On my walker. With
yeah, I started back on the pain meds this week. And, because I can't
it's
sleep.
Rough.
Oh,
it's
I can't
rough,
sleep.
Man.
And the stuff I could tell you... The dreams. Oh, I was Jim Carrey last night. I think I tweeted this.
Oh, yes, I saw you.
I tweeted this.
Yes, you did.
I couldn't
yes.
make any of that up, and I could talk for 20 minutes about what that dream was. And I've had it before. That's the freakiest part. Exactly the same.
You got to write this stuff down, man. You got to make, like, a collection.
I really
like,
should.
People would pay for this.
I know. Well, I'll save it for a podcast.
Patreon.
Keyshawn's dream.
That, and again, your dad's opinions on movies. Like, that is gold. That
shit,
is gold being left in the ground.
Oh.
Gold being left in the ground.
Somebody already stole that idea.
I That's
well, the shit my dad says, but there's not shit my dad said after the movie. That's the thing.
No, that's true.
Old man movie reviews.
That's a good one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Old man that movie reviews.
Yeah. Succinct to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it on Twitter.
And there, every article opens like, this is why this was terrible. Worst movie
just
ever.
The name of the movie and colon and then the one sentence criticism. The, they didn't fucking go to the bathroom.
But the
not
ones
once.
That really get you, the ones that really get you, are then it's all of a sudden like, did you see Jerry Maguire? That's the best movie I've ever seen in my life. Those are the ones that get you. Because it's like, Lord of the Rings? Piss on that. Jerry Maguire was the best movie I've ever seen. And you just want to smack the table. What the hell are you... Where in your life are you that this is how you see the world, you know?
I like both those movies.
Jerry Maguire's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not the best movie I've ever seen in my life. Nor do you, in the same breath, go like, Ward.
Hey, now, Aragorn did not complete anybody in that film.
Did anyone go to the bathroom in Jerry Maguire? Did anyone go to the bathroom in Jerry Maguire? Because then you could probably totally turn it on your dad. Ah, that's why it's the best movie ever made.
Might have been.
There were multiple showers.
Yeah, people were bathing and doing their normal business.
Okay.
I never go into an action movie going, when did the Hulk take a shit? And if the Hulk converts back to Bruce Banner, what happens to the Hulk shit? Does it shrink down too?
The shit hulks out, maybe, and then hulks back
the
down.
Shit hulks out. That's a possible podcast name. The shit
when the
hulks
shit hulks out, you know.
Miss Gleamer, or whatever you actually said, that's got to be the title.
Yeah, that's really the title.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I like shit hulks out pretty good. That's pretty
Everything
good.
Gets angry, even the shit.
Kevin Smith made a movie around it.
Yeah. This is a very Mallrats conversation.
Oh, yeah. No, that was Dogma.
Was it?
Dogma was the one that had the shit monster.
Yes, it did.
Yes, okay. That's true.
Wow, what a bizarre,
wow, that
weird
really
quarter
took
of the
it.
World
yeah.
that
we
went
to. A weird arc on that one.
From hacks to shit monsters.
That's honestly not that unusual.
Not really.
When you paint it that way.
That's true.
No. We'll see shit monsters at PAX.
They had the coffee heroes of antiquity or something one year that we were...
That's what happens when you only sleep for 3 hours.
Yeah. There's a lot of that, too.
That's the part of a miss. That's the part... I wish
honestly,
we could get a
I don't
hotel
miss already. It that much after
yeah.
seven of those.
No, I just mean... I usually enjoy things more when I'm really punchy and tired, but I'm not going to be able to stay.
So much fun it hurts is a PAX thing. That's a real thing. It's like, and you,
I'm going to have that the first 10 minutes.
You, yeah.
But look, from the walk from the car to wherever the place is, I will be in agony.
Bring yourself one of those tailgating chairs. You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And let them know that you got a condition for real.
And nobody really...
Show them the hole in my back. Yeah. That's all I got to do.
And honestly, like, I have admittedly a smaller version of that, but I've busted that out in the middle of the line and nobody's said a single word to me.
Okay.
Not positive or negative. Just nothing. They say nothing.
Yeah.
Well, now, during the mandatory stand time, is it still okay?
I've worn it. I've, like, sat on it until the room is starting to open for people
Perfect.
To walk
there
in.
You go.
If anybody tells me that I have to stand, then I will go away from that place.
To show them, yeah,
I will go nowhere where I have to stand. I'll die. It's real easy. The thing I most want to do, I'll have to walk away.
Like the enforcers and like the staff running the show, they're pretty understanding people. They don't really.
They're remarkably good at what they
do. Yeah, everyone's really friendly. I mean, I think more than other conventions I've been to that are not PAX.
Yeah.
But even the staff, like they're not crazy.
And they're 100% volunteers. They're just really on top of their shit. It's a well-run show.
Some of them wear the Utila kilt, and that, you know, there's certain sort of judgments that come with that. But aside from that,
this is a podcast about PAX, and you just use the word Utila kilt.
Yes.
You have to go into details.
Do you know what a Utila kilt
is? For America.
And most of America probably already knows what it is, but it's a kilt.
This is one of those things where I'm so dorky, I can't see the non-dork side anymore.
Really?
I was in Ariel's headspace, but you're absolutely right, Keyshawn. That's not a normal thing.
So imagine a kilt, but make it tactical. or another way, even more apropos to the podcast, imagine a kilt designed by Rob Liefeld in circa 1994.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Are all these enforcers
not
have to wear it?
No. Some of them
it's
by choice.
It's a lifestyle choice.
I'm really picturing old school G.I.
Like
Joe. There's an old G.I. Joe movie where it kind of jumped the shark, where they had like aliens that ran Cobra, Remember that G.I. Joe movie?
No, I don't remember that one.
Jesus Christ.
I remember the G.I. Joe movie with Serpentor.
The G.I. Joe. Yeah, with Serpentor.
There's an alien in there?
You don't remember?
No.
You're kidding. You find out that Cobra Commander is actually from the alien world. They infect him and he turns into a snake and loses his mind.
Yes, I didn't realize they're aliens.
Globulus and Nemesis Enforcer. And man,
that part of it I just blanked out.
No shit, exactly. Because it was him, ape shit insane.
I remember him turning into a snake, and I remember Serpentor and starting to slaughter. But I don't remember the aliens.
Well, anyway, it was insane. It was Burgess Meredith was the voice of the big bad, the head alien named Globulus. Speaking of esoteric horrors, but they had one badass out of the whole thing that was like, it was truly like. They got a good one. And it was this big purple motherfucker with gray wings. They named Nemesis Enforcer. And so every time y'all talk about Enforcers, you know, Burgess Meredith's mind going, Nemesis Enforcer! Attack!
He used his full name?
Yes, every time! Nemesis Enforcer! That's what he called it.
It's hard to, like, say six times fast.
Well, every time y'all talk about the Enforcers, and every time I've read about the Enforcers for PAX, I'm picturing these big purple guys.
Yeah, no wings.
With a utility kill on.
With a kill. Nemesis Enforcer. Jesus.
Yeah, you can buy a utility kilt usually at the panel, at the booth at PAX too, if you'd like, but I advise against it.
Ah, bullshit. I'm going to be working in my front yard wearing one of those things.
Sticks McGee will live again.
That's right. The house next door.
You can't buy
empty.
An eye patch, however. You can only buy a
utility kilt. I can fix the rest. I can fix the rest.
What about the afro?
I can fix that too.
Buy hair? It's all time.
Now Keyshawn's looking up Nemesis Enforcer.
One last thing, PAX South, before we leave the subject.
Oh, we're not leaving that subject yet. I got a lot more questions.
That's fine. Perfect. The last thing on the itinerary, I guess, that is there, are they do have Nerdcore rock concerts, Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, there's concerts both nights.
Now, the lineup, and not to be mean, is a little weak for a PAX this year. Pollen Storm is there, which I think is probably the best one.
Okay, I'd actually look at who was playing.
Freeze Pop will be there. Oh. As a shout-out to Rock Band.
Here's Nemesis Enforcer.
Right on.
Holding Cobra Commander by the scruff
Cobra
of his
Commander,
neck.
Yes.
Just like, what do you want? He never says a word, but it's like, what do you want me to do with this?
I mean,
he was badass!
I've seen this film as a child at least three times, and I honestly cannot remember that particular piece of it.
I can't believe
to save my life.
Insane. Yeah, I'm boggled. Well, I'm older, though, and I remember even at the time, I thought, this is questionable. They've gone too far.
All right, next question.
Y'all were going really
Fickle
fast.
Miss Lemur.
y'all were going so fast it was hard for me to kind of keep up in some things. By the way, I don't know if you noticed or not, but Nemesis Enforcer has claws that come out of his elbows.
Oh, okay.
And they were he uses them to great effect on people in the movie because
sure.
It was G.I. Joe the movie. So there's you know, death. He's stabbing people.
It's like Transformers the movie. Like they're like, no, we're going to kill people.
Do you run forward, elbows out? Like how do you? Seems like not a good plan to me.
In my style of kung fu, there is a move where you could use that. It's called Chop John.
Chop John?
You've seen Tony Jaa do it.
Oh, okay. So you pull it up. Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
Come forward at someone. Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it.
Right now.
Oh, there's the toy set. Oh, yeah, right there.
Wow.
Globulus.
Hold on. Let's zoom in here. I gotta see this Globulus.
You don't remember Globulus? Big long snake tail.
Which one? Okay. I remember Globulus.
Yeah,
and
thank
that is
you.
Fucking
Burgess
ridiculous.
Meredith. It was insane.
Dude, he is a man. He is like
half man, half snake.
Half man, half snake.
All retarded.
All Burgess Meredith.
And has like one bulging yellow
Cobra Law.
Pus
okay, this is starting to
Cobra
this,
Law.
This is starting. This
and
is starting to come
instead
back.
Instead of yelling out Cobra, they go Cobra. La 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 la. I can't make that up. Look it up, America.
Wow.
Cobra Law.
That's
why it was the last G.I. Joe movie. It was the third one. It was the third. There were two others.
Uh-huh.
That's why we have terrorism, things like this.
That's right. I'd attack America. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
For this is horrible.
Hey, NSA, you're picking this up, right? It's going to be on the internet.
Look at this. He rode around in this for a majority of the movie.
You're right.
A big, giant, like, bug pod that he rode in. And then it's very, you know, gets to the climax of the movie, and then he rolls out of it, you know. Mm. Anyway.
This has been an oral history of Cobra the movie. Or G.I. Joe.
Cobra the movie. It really was.
It should have been. It was more or less Cobra the movie.
Yeah. Okay. Back to PAX. Yeah, I know. It's like, brain work now. Brain. Come back. Come back, brain. Come out of the G.I. Joe.
What do you got?
Right. You went by it so fast, and there are certain stories that have been told of past PAXes, particularly with, like, the name in the game thing. And there's some other things.
Pitch a game panel.
Pitch a game. Frequently. Some of the I can't remember the other ones that were, like, I heard stories about it. I was like, God, whenever I get a chance to do it, I'm going to...
Must-see panels, in other words?
I don't know that they're a panel. I don't know. Is Pitch a Game a panel?
Yeah, yes. It's a panel. Yeah.
Okay.
So game show.
So a panel occasionally will, more than occasionally, will have audience participation. So they'll have a microphone set up in the aisle of where the chairs are.
Right.
And they'll line up and just talk.
Do most all of them just get up there and weep and thank them for being so great?
That's during the Q&A. Actually, they've defeated that. So the new Q&A... Instead of having people come up like at random during the time of the panel and ask questions, people will submit their questions. Robert Koo will select them, vet them, put them in white envelopes, but there are difficult questions in red envelopes, and they pick them randomly out of a hat. Out of
so
like a bag.
Can I like throw, why are your noses all pointing
I
up
think
in the
it's,
air?
Well, but it's probably too late for PAX South. You could have submitted it for
you have to submit them like way before?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh!
Yeah, so that I actually submitted one for PAX South, and PAX East is taking them right now.
Yeah,
I'll be damned.
Yeah,
and you could get that question, and it would not be given.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Because would be, oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
And he
he's
tear
in
the computer.
Texas.
He'd tear the computer, yeah. Tear his iPad in half.
All right, where is the Pitch a Game panel, and when? Y'all
it's
know?
It's Saturday afternoon.
That's why I'm looking
guidebook, up. After me talking it up for an hour, decided to drop the schedule I put into it. So I'll have to redo that tonight. that was on
I
there.
Haven't had any problems myself, but...
Yeah, it may have been actually my phone being a little wonky, but yeah, that one's on there. The Mega Strip is fantastic. That's the one where they draw it live.
Yeah, that's one I've actually
liked. Really, honestly, like that's probably the one panel that's been consistently amazing for me. Like, that's the one I really want to go to every PAX.
Yeah.
Like, even Pitch Your Game, I could kind of take it or leave it at this point. I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
And the quality varies a lot depending on who's on the actual panel and who's, you know, actually... What game ideas are getting thrown out, but Make a Strip is always fun.
Yeah,
to me.
True.
Always fun. The Q&As have gotten
more
fun.
For whatever reason, that one tends to get less of the weepy, you give my life purpose
Pitch a
questions.
Game?
Yeah, make a strip.
Make a Strip.
Oh.
But Make a Strip now also has the bag, right? Like, they don't do people doing random. So, like, the life story stuff, for better or worse, some people want that, some people don't. I don't want.
Well,
as
some
much.
Of the stories are nice, but a lot of it is just someone who just doesn't have any confidence getting up there and, you know, being starstruck, inappropriately. So,
And I mean, that had its charm for me at first, but now it's like, it'd be interesting more to just get. Yeah, it's a personality driven thing, right? You want to hear more about what Dave and Tycho,
I don't know what I would ask.
Have to say about various
too
things.
Old. I don't feel like it's
Jerry and Dave and Tycho.
Yeah.
So they always have interesting things to say, and they're just kind of the banter between them is fun, and just Make a Strip is even more fun that way.
One of the really cool panels that will not be at PAX South is when they play D&D Live.
Oh yeah.
Acquisition Incorporated is phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
I've gone to two of them,
and they're not doing that this time.
It doesn't look like it.
Damn them! To
I watched the stream of it.
PAX
Prime. I guess that was the last time they played.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. That's actually the first time I'd ever seen Acquisitions Incorporated, outside of the first set of podcasts. And,
what's Rooster Teeth?
Rooster Teeth is a company that does funny videos like Red vs. Blue.
Okay. Is the Omegathon fun to watch? Y'all ever do that?
I've actually never seen the Omegathon.
I often watch the final round.
The final one?
Spy Party was the final round a couple years ago.
I know. That's what got me playing it.
Yeah. Right on. Just looking at the. There's so much stuff. I mean, you could spend hours going through the guidebook.
Yeah, like Gamer Parenting Strategy Guide. I'd be the only one of us going to it.
But if you want to go, I mean, I encourage you to do so.
The main thing is trying to figure out, like, how you set a schedule. You say, okay, this is one
you have a My Schedule track in your guidebook.
I see that, and I'm doing that now.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's more going, okay, do you start with the panels, because those are ones that are locked in time, and then work around that?
That's how I do it.
Okay.
That's how I do it, too.
Okay. But what panels do y'all go to?
I will definitely be getting in line for story time. I believe Ariel will be as well.
And I'll stay there for Q&A.
as will I.
So that's 2 hours of stuff in the morning.
Pitch a game.
So you can stay in there if the next panel.
Only for very specific panels. So okay. The story time and the Q&A are linked. You can stay where you're sitting for that.
So that's 11:30 Friday morning. So you're going to get there like at 8:30 in the morning and line up?
No. You need to be early, but not that early.
9:30, 10, something like that probably?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For an 11 o'clock type panel? Uh-huh. 11:30 type panel?
Okay.
I think story time's at 10:30.
No, sometimes at Prime, you need to get there several hours.
Yeah, PAX Prime is so big.
Because they've just...
See, I don't know the
venue's not big enough. Yeah. And I honestly, having done HBG before, I don't know if this thing is big enough either.
Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center?
But,
we'll see. I mean, presumably they sold only a certain amount of tickets that would make them meet capacity.
Yeah.
Who is, you know...
They didn't even sell out, so...
Yeah, they still have some day passes or something like that I saw on Twitter, so... hopefully it'll be a manageable crowd for the size of the venue. I mean, I usually do the story time and the Q&A, and then I'll take a lunch break, and then usually hit up the exhibition hall, and I don't even know why I do it anymore. Pick up a swag bag, and
it's a swag bag.
Just free shit.
It's just free stuff.
No crap.
It's usually, in my opinion, it's usually crap. Although you get a free deck of Magic cards if you care for that.
Cards Against Humanity usually has something.
Cards Against Humanity has something.
Can you play that game there? Is that one of the board games?
Yeah.
I think so.
Can they get checked out?
Yeah, I can bring my set too if you want to play it. I have the bigger, blacker box.
Yeah, I usually bring that in Zombie Dice. They're great. They're really easy line games.
Love Letter. I like playing Love Letter.
There you go.
That's another quick one.
Oh, so you bring line games.
I bring my Vita. I just play.
Yeah, there's a lot of Nintendo DSs too.
See, I just discovered my old DS.
Oh, dude, bring it. Because do you know what Street Passing is and all that stuff?
Hmm.
Like, look it up later because it's going to take too long. But you can Street Pass with like a bunch of people because it's basically something that you do when other people have 3DSs or around you that you can like basically get a 3DS.
This is the old
DS?
Yeah, the old DS.
Okay.
The DS Lite?
DS
Lite. Yeah. I guess it might not have the Street Passing hardware in there.
I don't think
maybe not.
I don't think so.
So with the 3DS, you can Street Pass.
And, I haven't even heard of it.
Which is basically like when somebody passes by you, you can like trade like a coupon, basically. That's the best abstract explanation of it I can give you real quick. And so you get like points, basically. And when there's 50,000 people many of which have a 3DS with them, you can very quickly rack up points.
Another panel I enjoy, before I forget to mention it, is Art of the Table. And that's a Dungeon Master specific panel.
Okay.
Where it's a Q&A. One of those. Where it's really just talking shop, how to run games and stuff. And they usually have a reasonably good panel of DMs. Some of them are crap. Some other times it'll be Jeremy Crawford and Mike Myrtles who made D&D. up there, so which is good, or Chris Perkins or someone like that.
Is there going to be much D&D stuff here?
I'm sure there will be. It's Dungeons and Dragons, right? But it won't be like a Gen Con presence. It won't even be like a PAX or PAX East presence.
It's a foreign language to me. I don't know what any of those.
Wizards of the Coast will not formally be running it themselves.
Okay,
so there'll be stuff D&D related. People talking about D&D and other people who play D&D or are prominent in the D&D world, probably exhibiting and having panels and stuff like that. You can buy your dice. You can play your game, but Wizards of the Coast, the company, will not be there.
Yeah. Okay.
They will not have a booth. They won't be running games.
It'll all be homebrew people getting together to play. And they will be doing that.
Okay. So is that cool? Check out stuff? Get a bag of dice and...
I'm sure you could if you want to, but I don't know for sure.
I mean, none of our group's going to bring a big D&D thing and then try to run something, are they?
Yeah, we are.
Mike,
okay. I didn't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Brother, I bought the whole... I brought 5th edition.
Is it out?
You
can buy that?
Yeah.
Now, will the room
You're
troll?
Shitting me.
Will our friend the room troll actually participate?
Oh, I'm not gonna ask.
Oh,
that's how you handle that.
Is troll gone?
Yes.
Ha ha!
You know all those people you mentioned playing Mario Kart with?
Uh huh. Yeah,
they're all going.
Oh, okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
On hot dog. I hope I can live to do it. Y'all have no idea. I'm not even saying.
How hard would it be to get her hands on a hospital gurney?
You damn near need it.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I can't lay either. That's a problem.
Just run a Google search for Planquin, and we'll see if
you can get Planquin. Jesus Christ.
It's allotted. That's actually that doesn't work.
No, it's just a hover chair.
Just cosplay as Jabba. And we'll just push you around on your moving thing.
Oh, that's so accurate.
I was going to say something about something about the panels. that I think a lot of people who go to the convention multiple times, I think that it's a great piece of wisdom to pass on is as many cool panels as there are, and even if you think that you have a pretty decent schedule where everything is kind of lined up where you can go to every single one, you're going to have to chopping some of those out. You're going to end up not being able to see everything you want to see.
True story.
And so it becomes a thing where that's why people keep coming back, I think, because you saw all the D&D stuff 1 year and now you want to lighten up the D&D load a little bit and add more webcomic stuff or video game stuff or whatever it might be. So, you have to be kind of comfortable with, well, I wanted to go to this thing, but I'm exhausted, so no, or I want to go do this other thing, and just being able to
My buddy's trim. Down this game, and they want me to play with them.
Yeah, you just got to trim, I think. Yeah. Or you make new friends, who knows what happens, but, generally, the panels are great, and if you make them, you can have fun there, but it's not the end-all, be-all, and, I end up usually dropping one or two panels that I had planned to go, and I was excited at first to go, mm-hmm. just because I reprioritized what I wanted to do.
What's the average age of this?
8 to 88.
14 or
no? I think there's a healthy mix.
It costs enough money that it weeds out.
Okay.
There's a health. I mean, I think 18 to 34 is the majority, okay. And I think the older people get, they bring their kids. Okay. There are 40-year-old folks bringing their 7-8-year-old kids.
I can see that.
Right. Yeah.
There's quite a bit of that too. But there's also plenty of people walking past the kid going "fuck." And, no one, no one cares.
If you can't...
yeah, I can't do that.
If you can't find a gaming room, you just breed your own.
There are kids... kids standing next to me watching Mortal Kombat 9 or 10. 9, I guess, because 10 hasn't come out yet. Watching fatalities going on a giant screen. And I look next to me, there's a 6-year-old watching Scorpion tear at the spine out of some dude. Oh, I'm like... Man. Where's your dad, little buddy?
that scenario was same for me, but he's beating me at Mortal Kombat.
Okay, fine.
It's my spine, he's tearing
that can happen from time to time, but you see this child just for the first time, whoa, I'm like, this. You shouldn't be watching this.
They're right.
He just flips you off.
This is rated MA. This is...
takes a village.
Yeah.
Did you say rated MMA?
MA.
Oh. Rated MMA.
Rated MMA is,
That's spectacular. See what I mean? When you can't hear people anymore,
the
world gets so much greater. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Once you end up with Lockjaw and the offense, the team
pet
of Avengers I can't
Pet handle. Avengers?
No. Before there was Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers, I misheard Cyrus while we were on a marimba run, and I had this whole... He's telling me this long sorted thing, and I've got the wrong character in my head. I'm thinking of the dog. You remember this? I'm totally screwed
there was
it
a
up.
There was a different.
Are you trying to remember it, or do you remember
Lockjaw
it?
Lockjaw in the Hood.
Lockjaw in the Hood. That's right.
But it was Lockjaw and the Hood.
I was there.
You probably
yes,
were.
Yes, Lockjaw and the Hood. And the Hood.
It was transporting Jaw.
There was another
dog.
One. There was another one, too. There was the story about the Gorgon.
Gorgon, who Gorgon. I thought was the dog.
That was the dog.
Gorgon
in the Hood. And I'm thinking that dog.
That was it.
Standing in the ghetto.
That was it.
Oh, shit. Now we owe John the Hickman money, too.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's multiple Gorgons.
It turns out there's more than one. Yeah, there's the human one, and there's the one
and
that...
there's the one from Secret Warriors.
Yes.
From Leviathan. And there's the...
And Wolverine.
And Wolverine, yes.
Gorgon's Wolverine. Is that the same
it's
as the Secret Warriors?
Same guy?
No shit.
Yeah.
They always bring him back. I didn't like him the first time. They brought him back 3 times. I didn't like him. Oh. I think I missed the big intro on the front, and I just caught him when he was kind of middle lane and then defeated. I didn't see the beginning.
Yeah. He's much more formidable and interesting in Secret Warriors, I would say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah. Secret Warriors is really becoming the key book to read to kind of get an idea of the future of the cinematic Marvel Universe.
Sounds like Secret War is going to be big, too, next year.
Yeah.
Which
next
one?
Year, this year? This year, 2015.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, 2015.
That's right.
We just went right over that.
Avengers this year, that is. Dude,
yes.
Hot damn.
And
Star Wars. Ant-Man.
Not Star Wars, no.
And Star Wars
you guys,
also.
You guys are mocking me. I'm just going to own it.
I'm excited for Ant-Man, too. I am.
I'm not that excited.
I want to see what they do with Hank Pym. I really am curious to see what they do with Hank Pym.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
No, I mean
beating on somebody,
you know
some lady.
The treatment of the character.
I wonder if they're gonna have Wasp in it.
I don't think so. I mean, I think they killed her off before the movie even starts. I think that's the plot thread. Yeah, and so their daughter Hope is gonna be the Wasp, played by.
So they're gonna mention that he beat her.
I doubt it.
Oh.
Why would they do that?
They did it in the comics.
They can't really avoid that anymore.
We talked about this before. Yeah. Tony Stark's not an alcoholic in Iron Man either. Well, yeah. Ariel, yeah, he was. Addressed it.
I thought he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he got drunk in 2. Remember?
Yeah, but he doesn't...
drunk does not equal alcohol.
He was also dying.
Right. You're a Texan, for God's sakes.
I'm from a dry county. I grew up in a dry county.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it works.
So you made your own.
And I think there have definitely been some interviews somewhere where they mentioned Demon in a Bottle and how they're not going to do it.
I thought the closest they were getting to it was what they did in 2.
I agree with this. I agree with your statement.
That's what I meant by.
But I don't think that was the closest they were going to get. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
I don't disagree. But I don't think that scene was necessarily inspired by Demon in a Bottle. It was just the dude's dying.
But Marvel keeps on. Going back to the alcohol thing, you know, I mean,
huh? Only that. Well, one time,
he's a billionaire.
No, I mean on the comics. In the comics.
Oh, in the comics, yeah.
In the comics, like you know, sure. With the latest big event, they switched the good guys to the bad guys around.
Yeah.
And the first thing Tony did was, "I'm drinking again. I'm bad guy." Because now he's what's it called? What's the name of the new Iron Man?
Superior Iron Man, blank.
Right? There's like Wolverine.
Is there Superior Wolverine
or like Wolverines or something like that? I don't know.
I haven't read it.
Sabretooth.
When I read Wolverines, gentlemen, Wolverines.
I gotcha.
Remember Red Dawn?
Oh,
y'all remember the movie Red Dawn?
Yes, I
remember only of it.
Wolverines. Yeah. That's what they would always yell.
Yeah. Yes.
So I can't read the book Wolverines and
without thinking
think
Red Dawn.
Every time maybe I they read fight the Wolverines word,
or whatever.
I go Wolverines. Can't stop it.
That's probably medication for that.
No, it's the same.
It's the same medication.
It'll treat me for Nemesis Enforcer. Every time I hear that, I challenge y'all. Every time you talk about an enforcer, not to think about Nemesis Enforcer. You'll probably have an easier time of it than me.
I'm hoping.
I can't wait to see one of these kilts, though. I may actually buy one. That sounds spectacular.
It's not really that spectacular.
No, what's the opposite of spectacular? What's the
terrible?
So are these like the upper tier enforcers that wear these?
No, or it's just the it's ones just that anyone, the, it any dude that rank. Wants to wear it just wears.
Do enforcers have ranks?
They do.
They do. There's how do you
cat,
tell?
And I'm gonna show do? It out. Father know. Fletch, as far it seems to be at every
what?
Show I've been to. That's his name, quote unquote, Father Fletch, okay. And he is one of the Attila Kettlerin guys, and the enforcers do seem to like when they don't know they ask Fletch.
Oh, okay. So there's a hierarchy of some
sort.
Yeah,
and then there's Bowling Hat Jay, who's the poor bastard that has to try and like unfuck Watsy's D&D tabling schedule.
Oh.
And that man does the Lord's work.
Unfuck what?
The D&D schedule for Wizards of the Coast.
Blessedly won't have to deal with this because Watsy won't be there, as we said
who's
already.
Watsy?
Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The acronym for Wizards of the Coast is WOTC, so what's
I know it? All this stuff. I just want America to understand.
I appreciate it. And
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know.
It's words.
I was going to run with it.
Yeah, it's like the wobby emails.
Well, that went...
He quoted Mel Blow, for fuck's sake.
I know. In an NFL discussion.
He did what?
Oh, God.
Did he really, or was he quoting... I didn't know if those things were also a lyrics in a mega... In a
Mastodon...
Song.
Probably because Mastodon is weird like
what
that.
What did he quote you said?
Melvin
Dick.
Oh, Melvin Dick. For a second, I thought you said, and then back to what you were saying, Key, about being older and mishearing things, I thought you said he quoted Elmo. And honestly, that's fair game too, so I don't really know.
Call me Elmo! I lose some private toss there.
Elmo get first down.
Yay!
Elmo got a pass interference call. Leftist is to goal line.
No, Elmo will say no call, no catch now.
No catch.
I come to this podcast to get away from this shit. Come on, guys. Let's pull it together.
Let's pull it together.
We really, you know, it's in a bad spot when Keyshawn's like, gentlemen, please.
Let's all be adults here.
I'm going to put my Keyshawn hat on.
Pull up my daddy pants. Let's go.
It was because you came out with a barb against Riyadh out of left field.
Oh no, it was from this morning.
But Jay's there's always more people that want to play Dungeons and Dragons, the official ones, than they have room for. in every PAX, it's a scramble by those poor understaffed guys to try and figure out how to seat those people.
Uh-huh.
And each year they get a little bit worse at it. It feels like the one guy that's competent back there, and it's not nearly enough, is a gentleman named by the name of Jay, who wears a nice bowling hat looking thing. Mm-hmm. Very Watson, by the way, a Jude Law look to him.
Okay,
it's very jaunty, and he's
a
very
bowler,
good at what he does.
Bowler hat.
Yes, thank you.
Bowler hat. That's gotcha.
What did he say? Bowling.
I was trying to
think
of
what exactly kind of, what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, that's fair, but it's not the right
I had the same image, but then I'm like, wait, what hat can I have to wear when you're bowling? Somehow that Ding. Question came to my head, yeah, and then I'm like, oh, bowler hat.
Bowler hat.
All right, what do you wear?
Comfortable shoes.
Gotta be comfortable, man.
All right, that part I assume.
So, any nurse you know, find out what she's wearing, and you wear the hats.
Oh, I have comfortable shoes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's a must. When it's cold, like, PAX season. First week of March in Boston. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Go with God, my friends.
And you're waiting in line to get in if you get there too early, right?
Oh,
that was.
So when it's cold,
crisp.
Bring layers because sometimes you're outside in the Boston tundra.
Here?
No, San Antonio should be fine. Right. Especially here,
it's going to be nasty weather.
Really?
Next weekend?
Be
nasty weather.
Like rain or just.
Rain, cold, the worst.
Balls.
Well, then definitely gotta bring a jacket and raincoat.
Are you outside in any of that?
We will be to get food, unless you want to pay $8 for terrible pizza-like substances.
No, but I mean, there's not lines for the food, is there?
There will be inside the convention. Inside the convention center and at several restaurants that are within walking distance. Yeah, there will be.
Okay. I think it's going to 50,000 people on a minimum. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, probably.
Again, lines, comfortable shoes, and it sounds like it's a raincoat.
Yeah, or an umbrella of some sort.
Layers are good. So, some things will be warmer. And you just, you shed that sweater or whatnot.
Yeah.
And it goes in your messenger bag that you told you to bring. So, it'll be good.
I'm going to have a walker with a bag in the front.
Sure, man.
And a bell, right?
All right. Where are my friends? Here I am. Find me.
Oh, God. Keyshawn Whistle. I don't know that guy.
I don't know that guy. He's like staring at you like this close, like ringing the bell in front of you. I don't know that guy. He's like.
I just have this picture of me being the oldest guy there and crippled.
Oh, no.
You won't be. No, you won't be, man.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Could be mistaken, but I think Jerry and Mike, for example, are older than you are.
Jerry and Mike?
Yeah,
they are.
No, it's over the same age.
Oh,
you're about close.
You're about the same age. Yeah.
Peyton Manning age.
Kurtz is in there, like 40s, for example. Mm. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think the age range is fairly wide.
Like, there's a panel. An evening with the Kurtzes?
Yeah.
What is this?
Him and his dad.
Really?
And that's a first. This is the first time he's bringing his dad. Scott's actually really good on stage.
He's
from Dallas,
Frank,
right?
Lives in Dallas, yes.
Is his brother going to be in the panel too?
Yes. Going to be Brian Scott and Frank.
What do they do?
Doesn't matter.
They're going to entertain you.
Just go along for the ride. They're going to do some crazy ass shit.
No,
it never is.
It's just going to be them shooting the shit.
Okay.
I've gotten to see them at like other conventions, like him and his dad. It's hysterical.
I mean, if you watch him on Vine, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like his dad and stuff that he captures him on Vine. It's
pretty
funny. So, I'm optimistic.
What about,
Chris?
The funny one. Yeah,
Chris Trout. Funny one? Wow.
He's the funniest
Ouch.
One. Ouch. No, I'm sorry. He's,
well, he's not even
that
the first
guy
one
kills me.
What was it?
Oh, yeah.
The skinny guy and the fat man?
Yeah.
Jen's
yes, that was Jen's description, yes.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
The skinny guy and the fat man?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because they used to have a panel together.
Strahm and Kurtz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's them.
Are they doing a panel together?
Not together.
Not
so Chris has his own thing.
I'm about to reach in schedule for it.
Chris has his own thing with Mikey Newman. They do the chainsaw suit.
Who?
Mikey Newman.
Who's that?
His Chainsaw Suit podcast co-host.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They do a lot of Chainsaw Suit stuff
and
together.
He's a writer at Gearbox.
He's kind of a creative type of Gearbox. He does more than write. And Mikey does movies with Mikey in her Chainsaw Suit, and they do the Chainsaw Suit podcast, and now they have another podcast called Morning Rush with Chris and Mikey. That's also pretty hilarious. They do like fake commercials during the podcast. I don't know if you've listened to it before.
No.
It's hilarious. And
they tend to cherry pick their best ones for the panel.
Yeah,
that's
how you get the
animated
four Thors.
Yes,
the animated thing where him and Kurtz.
Animations.
Yes,
yeah.
I don't know if they still do them.
They don't.
They don't do anymore.
Okay,
they moved on from those.
Dear God, I love those. Those were all of them.
That's one of the cool things about the At Game ones is Chris will do like a recap in that style.
The what?
The Acquisitions Incorporated D&D live games.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Strahd.
Wait, Strahd is playing in those?
You no, know. But he does. He did. He would do a previously
like
a, on.
He has an opening animation for it. Like,
oh,
like
style.
And
okay.
They're fantastic.
I bet.
But you can. Those can all be if and you know to your point about you're going to have to drop panels just because.
Yeah.
These things can, are recorded on Twitch
on,
TV.
You can stream them on Twitch later.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
And even if you're like not feeling so hot, like you could probably go to your hotel room, connect to Wi-Fi, and just stream the panel that you're missing.
Are they going
to
have Wi-Fi there?
I don't know.
Okay.
That will matter. No.
Yeah, I mean, even if they have it, it's usually pretty shitty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, another.
You ever seen those old Pirates of the Serengeti type things where you see all the lions at one carcass? Look at that. But like 7,000 more lions at a smaller carcass.
Another thing that actually. Depends again on the crowd size and the setup, but something I've run into is like my phone is trying so hard to get signal all the time because there's so many
out.
That the battery.
So bring a charger.
Exactly. Well, bring a battery pack if you've got one, like one of those portable battery packs.
I don't
charge even.
I invested in one of those.
Amazon today, my man.
Yeah,
$20 tops.
I can send you a link to one I have.
What do you charge the battery at the house?
Yeah.
By USB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it can charge your phone. Like a good one will be able to recharge your phone 2 or 3 times before it needs to be charged.
Okay.
I would say that's standard. The good one's like 8 or 9.
it depends on the size of the one you're buying and how compact it is and stuff like that. But a decent one like should at least be able to charge your phone 2 or 3 times before it needs to be recharged. And I just carry that in my bag.
Text me which one you have.
Yeah, I'll send you an email.
Okay.
And it could be as small as that. Mine's a little larger, but it can charge an iPad as well. The one I have.
Yeah.
But anything like that, I think it comes in handy many times. Especially like you think you're fine like most of the day, then you like need to text everybody to figure out where you're gonna go to dinner.
Right.
And like,
that's the box.
Okay.
And like it, and then you're out of juice.
Right.
At the 1 minute you really are ready to communicate because your phone's been trying so hard all day.
Yeah.
To like download your freaking email.
And it's just like oh, I guess I live here now.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, I'll have to barter for
sit in my car
for some milliamps here and
magic
get my charge.
Do cabs take magic cards? I want to go to my hotel, please.
Yeah.
Where's the parking going to be? Y'all know?
I don't know.
Let me tell you.
You know the most about this place, Cyrus.
Let me tell you of the San Antonio Shakedown. This is why I had to drop San Japan from my convention schedule.
Oh, scandal. I didn't know this.
Well, San Antonio, parking is minimum $10. Standard is 20
for the day or an hour
for the day.
Okay,
An hour was gonna.
And
holy shit!
The set is not quite
with
that
work,
bad.
I hit those and I don't sweat them.
Well, yeah, because you just But damn,
yeah.
Where are you parking?
It's a meeting with lawyers.
Oh. Okay, now I'm not so shocked. Sorry. Yeah. Anyway,
anywhere near the capital.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the problem is they're distressfully not that close for that level of price. Not horribly far away, but you're going to hoof it a block or two.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. I mean, we're staying, I think, about 2 blocks from it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's San Antonio. Does not. It gets pretty crowded down there on Boolean Market. Especially if you're on a weekend, too. So, and hopefully the fucking Spurs are not in town.
that will also not
be good.
Better hope they're on a West Coast tour.
Yeah, could you please go to... Go be is bad. Go beat the hell out of him for an hour. I don't want to deal with that shit.
What panels are... What kind of group gaming things are y'all going to be doing? You're gonna do. You mentioned D&D.
I'd love to play D&D if we can get you guys.
I would absolutely be involved in that, and without a doubt, that's one of the main reasons I'm going is like just the hanging out part more than anything. Yeah. That's why I was kind of curious if y'all split up and go to
in the past. Both myself and mostly Riab, but myself too. I mean, again, because Wizards has been so up, like they can't meet the demand. Like we've actually just been sworn in as Dungeon Master on the fly,
Riyadh got his bowling shirt that one time.
Oh yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah,
his Dungeon Master bowling shirt.
Yeah,
because the Wizards had people wearing these special shirts.
Uh huh.
And then when they field promoted Riyadh,
yeah,
like he's like, no, give me one of those. He's wearing it the whole day. He's just walking around. I met him later, and he's like wearing
shirts. <Nice. laughs> But wait a minute, what version of D&D would they be doing?
It's going to be 5th.
Yeah. It'll always be the latest, no, see, whatever.
Our esteemed room troll is 20 years behind the times.
I know.
And he's been left in the dust.
Dude, he's got a spreadsheet, man, and he can't...
can't possibly
He can't let go of the spreadsheet, dude. You know how many years...
I've been reading 5th edition in anticipation of this con. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so
good. I'm excited.
With
the little draft thing that we did a year and a half, 2 years ago now. You remember that?
No.
Remind you don't me. Remember? There was a trial, like almost a demo, that you could get your hands on. I don't know if you, got it.
Oh yeah, yeah, we got some packs.
Yeah. That may have been it. And we had four characters and what we played, and I had more fun there than I did in any of the 3.5, unless we were just flat ignoring all the edicts for the rules.
This was, sorry, I missed it being. This was 4th edition you were playing then?
No, 5th. It was a demo.
Beta 5th.
Yeah, it wasn't even a beta yet, wasn't it? It was like an alpha.
Yeah, at that
point,
it was
real crazy early. Because we had all sorts of questions, and they're like, we don't have any.
Yeah, and the nice thing is from your experience with 3.5, you'll be good to go because the terminology is the same.
The terminology is the same, but
you'll know what we're saying, but we'll be like, no, it's easier now.
That sounds spectacular. I've never heard those words, particularly no. It's easier now. Usually it's no, and then 10 hours of conflict about the rules.
There'll still be a conflict, but it just won't be about the rules.
Yeah. Well, should I go buy an adventure?
I'm going to be there. I will play. Okay. If I can be, it's Saturday. Saturday's the day I'm going to try and be there the most.
Okay.
Friday, I'm just going to have to play it by ear with how work goes.
I see.
Sunday, true. I'm going to play it by ear about how my family goes.
You working Friday?
I don't know. I'm,
I see.
My week's so crazy, it's going to be kind of, what?
Yeah, story time is on Friday.
Sometimes
that's ethically excellent.
Yeah, but you can, seriously, you could stream this stuff.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well,
you can just put Twitch on, assuming that's allowed where you at. On a Friday.
My phone.
Or use your phone. you can just stream it. Like, isn't PAX Prime, I couldn't make because it sold all the tickets. I watched Keynote and the Q&A and the Megastrip on Twitch.
Right.
I streamed it to my TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of just playing it all by ear. Work on the front half, family on the back half. How much I can,
right on.
You know, do and
favorite
still
Keynote
be...
speaker so far, Ariel?
I have favorites for different reasons.
That's fair.
My favorite because I think it had the most, he had the most to say and the most relevant, like there was the most meaning out of it, was PAX Prime this past year. Mike Newman's talk was really emotional really important for where we are at in game culture. It was, I think it was very important for him to say what he did. So props to Mikey on that.
Was this did he address Gamergate?
Yeah, there's a lot of, not directly, but it is. And by not directly, I mean he's not spewing more negative stuff by raising that catchphrase.
Yeah.
And more talking about what we need to do instead to be more positive. Yeah. And I think it was in the gaming community in general.
Gamers. People enjoy gamers.
Yeah, but is it the journalists or the...
No, everyone.
This is
top to bottom.
You go if you want to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top to bottom. Everyone in the industry, whether you're a consumer or a creator executive or whatever. Yeah. And, I had a lot of fun with... God, what's the dude that, why am I losing? Why did I just lose it? It's not Sid Meier. It's not dude that created
Peter Molyneux?
Yeah, Peter Molyneux.
Yeah.
When he did his, and he showed, showed the goddess that game. And like he talked about like his history in creating games. That one was a lot of fun. I don't know if that's maybe my favorite, but that one, that's one of my favorites in recent memory.
Who's giving it now?
It's a
Peter Molyneux.
Journalist is coming up.
Jeff Keighley. You ever heard of the Video Game Awards and any of those that GameTrailers.tv and Spike TV put out? Jeff Keighley's the guy that basically puts all that out.
Oh, okay.
You would think he'll be able to orate if nothing else. That's good. Someone can.
He's definitely going to be a good public speaker because that's what he does. Like, his job is to present those awards. He's a presenter and an organizer of that stuff.
I really enjoyed both Jane McGonigal and Jordan Mechner. Both of who have done PAX East.
Jordan Mechner was cool.
Yeah,
I like Jordan Mechner.
He was a pretty good speaker. He had all his points. A lot of them will spend, I think, more time than they realize on their career arc.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, now I have to get my speech in 7 minutes
before
Rooster Teeth gets in here.
Yeah. And Mikey's like, not that. Like,
that's how Warren Spector was, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, Warren's career was super interesting. So I didn't mind too much, but I was like, I knew he had more shit to say, and he just didn't have 3 hours to
Yeah, right on. Like, yeah. I think it was Alex Rigopoulos did PAX East last time, the guy, one of the founders of Harmonix. The delivery it definitely wasn't one of my favorites.
I think it's maybe one of the worst.
But it was cool to learn about Rock Band and the history of it.
That's
and
true.
All those challenges about Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Yeah.
And like the business side, and
I want to hear all that.
By the time, by basically,
I have heard name, thing. Rock band, rock band. What? Oh, I'm back. Keyshawn's here.
Each one of those.
Got my pants on.
But yeah, if you haven't seen it, and you could probably still stream it on Twitch. Check out Mikey Newman's keynote from this past PAX Prime 2014.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Watching keynotes.
I'm going to be hooking up Rock Band.
Oh, hooking up Rock Band.
I got to practice.
You know, there's a survey going on right now, asking people about Rock Band from Harmonix. There's this rumor that they're going to do some Rock Band related thing. And the first first piece of Rock Band DLC in 2+ years came out this week, this past Tuesday.
Really?
It's got a Foo Fighters song.
Rock Band 3?
Can I tell you my heart stopped? Rock Band 2. I was like, he's going to say fucking Taylor Swift.
No.
And I'm going to drop the mic.
No, it's Rock Band.
Blank space, and it's amazing.
I wish that would be a very curious decision, but it was a Foo Fighters song and like Avenged Sevenfold or some shit like that. But like a recent
Foo Fighters. Wasn't the two from your list from the...
Tully sing some Take Me to Church.
I've never heard that other than that link you provided until this morning driving to the podcast. This afternoon driving to the podcast.
Well, it's an October release, so it's relatively
new. Yeah. So I'm counting it 2015.
It's actually grown on me. I've definitely looked to listen to it now.
Yeah, I honestly could not parse that. Yeah, you can't get a better introduction to a song than having the Victoria's Secret
Leggy
thing.
Leggy women in underwear, yeah.
I can't. I really can't parse the difference to go if... If I like the song because of
so what you hear I now, just have
wait,
a
I missed something.
The same,
I missed,
no, it's I, more just it's happy. It's not.
I missed something. What Victoria's Secret? What happened?
Did you see his list? You know how he puts
I
out.
I read the list, but I didn't.
Did you ever watch the videos?
I guess
anything?
I didn't know.
Oh, you see, he picked best female song and best male song.
Yeah. It was
or album or something.
Song album.
Yeah.
Song
okay.
album.
Okay.
Hozier performed live at the Victoria's Secret fashion show in London this year.
Okay.
And it was amazing.
Okay.
Period. End.
Yeah. And
end of line.
And so all of his music that he posted was from that fashion show.
Oh.
Because they usually get videos.
Oh, okay. So they also had the Taylor Swift and the okay.
Yeah, they have YouTube videos of these, and
you're
so
just,
these are my first introduction to these songs. And I'm just like, this is great. This is amazing. And I'm like, but. Again, it's hard to separate. Just like if you see a music video with a song, and they're like, that's that song for you now. Yeah. Yeah. It was the same thing. And that Take Me to Church song, I'm just picturing Victoria's Secret fashion models
church is the
bouncing like this, walking down the...
If only the podcast listeners could see the hand movement you just made.
That's true. Is it inaccurate? Is that the only question
I haven't
ask
seen
you.
It.
Any Victoria's Secret fashion model.
It looks like
they
shake. Like
they do. They've got these propped up boobs inside those things, and they quiver while they're walking.
It's called a push-up bra, sir.
So is church now Victoria's Secret fashion
show
in the context of that
That's
song
That's just
for
it.
You?
No, it isn't.
Okay, okay.
It, no, wait a minute. It matters on how you're asking that question. Any old song that you play on the Victoria's Secret fashion model thing will then be lodged in my head with that if it's the first time I've heard it. So for Take Me to Church...
I'm just saying, if you hear the phrase "Take Me to Church," do you autofill?
No, it's gotta be the song. Gotta be the song.
You just go, "Amen."
But if I hear the song, that's it.
All right. Well,
that's stuck in my head. I've only heard it once, and that was today driving a podcast. Because I've got, you know, I make my song lists, and I do it annually. So there's, you know, going back a long way.
So you make a list of your favorite songs. You're saying,
yeah, okay. Each year as I hear them, I'm like, okay, that one's going on the list.
And you buy them on iTunes and make like a playlist or something? Okay.
Yeah. And so like 15, that's the first one. That's might be the only one. Again, I'm getting old, so the songs... Actually, I always say that, and then the list gets this long, you know? Because there'll be some... Oh, what's that booty song?
What?
There's a booty song. I love it.
Booty song.
It's got... It's,
there are many booty songs.
I know, there are many booty songs.
It's a genre at this point.
It really is, and it's the newest one in the genre. And...
Is there like KBOT, like booty radio?
K-Bot? K-Bot. Yes.
KBUT.
KBUT. Yes. Sorry, I missed my opportunity.
97.1. The booty.
Yeah, exactly. 97.1 The Butt. KBUT Austin. The Butt. And then they have like...
All About That Bass. Have you heard that
song? Megan Trainor, yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
It's sort of about the booty, I guess. But when I you like say that. When you say booty song, a completely different type of music comes to my head than Megan Trainor.
Look, I don't know who she is, but the very when I on the radio, I turn on the car, and first thing she says was booty, blah 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 blah. Of course, my kids pick up on the word booty in a heartbeat. You know, booty, this is a booty song. All right, great, turn it
imagine
up, Daddy.
If they had KBUT, they would never shut up.
KBUT, K-Butt.
The Butt, the Butt of Austin, and instead of the Rock of Austin, like
how
it was
does this not exist? How does this not exist?
Because the FCC would not allow it.
Oh. Come on, America. K-Bud.
To the Kickstarter.
Or if you're east of the Mississippi, it would be WBUT.
Oh, is that the delineation?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Mason-Dixon line. Yes.
Right.
Yes. So.
Well, gentlemen, we're pushing 2 hours.
All right. Yeah, I'm going
to bail. Might need to close it down.
All right.
Any final questions? Final thoughts? Final request for drugs?
Yeah.
Please send me
oxycodone. Send hardcore hydrocodone to San Antonio and care of Keyshawn.
Well, Keyshawn Xavier, thank you for being here. No response. I mean, your mind.
My wife
get
is
out of my head, Charles.
Derail me.
Ariel Rodriguez of Kung Fu Conversations, thank you for
yes,
being here.
Yes, sure. We just posted our 2014 year in review, or we will post actually today. So by the time anybody hears this, our 2014 year in review from Kung Fu Conversations will be up. It should be fun.
So what do you guys? So what are you guys cataloging on that?
We're kind of looking back at the podcasts mostly.
Okay.
And we usually have this past year in particular, we've interviewed a lot of guests. So we're kind of rehashing that a little bit and telling kind of side stories that maybe didn't make it to the actual episodes about. What happened in those?
Oh, so you guys edit, unlike me. Interesting.
Well, look, I'm the one that edits, and I do very, very light editing. But occasionally, there are things, stories surrounding the topics that we talked about, or the people that we interviewed that are also interesting. And then we look forward a little bit in 2015 as well. So, anyway, check it out. Awesome. Should be on iTunes and our website this weekend, actually. So that probably means nothing to the people listening to this like 40 days from now, but
no.
It will be up.
Oh, yes.
Episode 77, I believe. So.
Damn.
Yeah, book it, right?
We do one a week, so.
My God. Yeah. Find the time.
It's only half an hour, too, unlike this.
Oh, shit.
Our, yeah. Fickle yeah. Miss Lemur is not going to accept 2 hours.
Was it Fickle Miss Lemur?
I don't know what the hell you said. We have to go back and check it. That's on recorded like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, that's right. It was a long time ago.
Oh, and I'm Cyrus Mortazavi. A couple of convention announcements. Besides PAX South, which I will be attending and not actually vending at, I'll be at Anime Matsuri, Houston, Texas. That's the first weekend of April, 3rd through 5th. And also Anime Central in Chicago, Illinois. Actually, Rosemont, Illinois, next to Chicago. I assume they're grown together like any metropolis. May 15th through 17th. We'll be there. Meantime, check risingimproductions.tumblr.com. This has been Full of Stone and Fury number 28, I think? Fickle Miss Lemur, I think.
We'll check that.
You can listen to this episode and previous episodes at fullofsoundandfury.com or via iTunes, which apparently is a thing. I don't know if it's going to last or not, but I got good hopes. Buy some stock in that iTunes. This has been a Rise Again production. Copyright 2015.
Nemesis Enforcer!